It's the Tiltcast, episode 99, Rainbow Stash.
Oh, you like those little kids. Oh.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Dark Souls, Darksiders, some movies, and some news, so stay tuned.
Oh, you want a calico mustache ride?
I don't know what to fucking say.
Calico mustache ride?
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast, and this is Trent, and across from me is the Holly.
Hello.
Badger.
Yep.
And Badger. Over here is Rex.
Hey, guys.
And over here is Justin.
Hey.
Okay,
what's up?
The motions.
Yeah. We gotta do them.
He's over here.
Anyways.
What are you doing?
T-Rex.
I mean, like, I got Rex's to the left of me and Justin's to the right, but here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Aww.
Anyway.
Or you are the Trent.
I do love that song, though.
Yes, and I am Trent. Yeah, I do love that song.
So. It's an awesome song.
They did good use of it in Reservoir Dogs. Anyways, so, Mr. Blonde, what have you been up to, Justin?
Lots of things. Obviously, Dark Souls, which I'm going to go into depth here in a little bit.
Very in depth.
I just don't want to, like, just jump out there and do it right now. But
that would take a while.
Yeah, it would take a while because it requires a little bit of warming.
And don't turn us off because you've heard of Dark Souls before. Just wait. It gets good.
It does get good. Yeah. But yeah, I did that. And I've been watching a lot of Tarantino movies.
No, really? Speaking of Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you spoke about Reservoir Dogs and it just piqued my remembrance here.
Piqued my boner.
But watched Kill Bill 1 and 2.
I still never watched both of those.
Oh, they're great, man. It's like, at that first
point,
one's like
I
kind
of had my fill of Tarantino, and I was just like, man, what a dick.
So. What did he do before that pissed you off?
It's Reservoir pretty much Dogs? Everything. No, everything. It's like
Jackie Brown?
His dialogue pisses me the fuck off.
How does his dialogue piss you off?
It pisses
just
me
because
off.
Because there's so much of it?
Yeah.
Sometimes
about Pulp Fiction?
Sometimes
Pulp Fiction I got so fucking sick of. Don't even fucking bring that up.
I love Pulp Fiction. I watched that this weekend too.
I love that Tarantino is so good.
If you
want to
know, like a good movie, like Reservoir Dogs is a good movie. I'm not going to like that one. I like that one. Destiny Turns on the Radio, which technically I don't remember if that is him. That's way old.
That's way old.
That's like...
that's like almost student film, isn't it?
Yeah, it's older. But it's a good movie. From Dusk Till Dawn, still is great. Yeah, that's... oh, it's half Tarantino, half Rodriguez. That's still a really good
movie.
It's
Tarantino the first half, Rodriguez
and then Rodriguez the second. And then, I'm trying to think of what else. Pulp Fiction, there's some good parts in it. It just...
I like how it wraps up.
It really just kind of irritated me after a while. And it's... I mean, I liked it the first time I saw it. I just got really burned out on it. So.
Well, I hadn't seen it in probably about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I just... I've been recording movies on the DVR, and I was like, hey, I don't got anything to do. I'm going to vacuum and clean the house. I'm going to watch Pulp Fiction. And
if nothing else, his chin just pisses me off.
You know what you should watch?
What?
Drive.
Drive?
Yeah. Because I watched Drive a few days ago, and that movie's fucking awesome.
That's that Ryan Gosling, or... No, mm-hmm. Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't seen that. But yeah, and then I did that, and then I was going to go see The Expendables, and that didn't work out. I was going to go see the movie you saw.
Total Recall?
Total Recall?
You're going to go see Total Recall, huh?
But no, I was going to go see Total Recall, and then I ended up having this...
You fucked it up.
Turtle Recall.
Yeah. Fucking stroke over here.
But, so I was going to go see that, and then I ended up having to stay late because my agents had to stay late, so.
Your agent?
My agent.
Not that type of agent, but yeah.
my secret agent.
His secret agent, yeah.
No, I was thinking of, like, his agent, you know, movie stars have agents, you know.
I was thinking, like...
Secret agents, yeah.
Secret agents.
No, I'm kind of a temp boss at work
right now.
They're like, don't go home, Papa Nas, we want you to teach us some more stuff.
So. Today I made a really stupid bet. We always bring up our friend Casey.
Yeah.
And Casey is a very...
Bestie.
He has a very experienced group of guys that work under him and gals. And I am subbing for somebody for a week. And I made a bet with him that my peoples could do better than his peoples at a certain thing. So we're putting them in. It's going to be the...
And Casey's black, so this is a complete race thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
no, he's not. He's very Irish. So it's going to be the Nos Cross Challenge is what we're calling it. And the idea is that whoever wins, their group of people are going to pick what's going to happen. So the thing that's going to happen is either me or Casey is going to shave our beard, however the agents say that we're going to do it, and then we're going to dye it. So I think I'm going to end up with a pink trucker stash for a couple days.
That's going
to be awesome.
Or you could do like the Stark.
You're going to be the new face of Tilkaz.
I'm going to have a... I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty shitty. But that was really dumb of me. But
yep.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was.
I hope they do Oompa Loompa Green. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I told them they need to do Rainbow. Because that would be...
No, actually, what about a...
That's terrible.
What about a chaplain? The half-stash, the Hitler.
Oh,
would that rock if you had to show it to work with, like, a rainbowed Hitler?
I think that's making a stance.
He's like, I'm bringing it out of the closet, man. I'm pulling a blitzkrieg on the straightness in this office. So.
It's going to be the gleeful chaplain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I did that.
Are you going to be wearing a hat?
No hat.
Okay,
you gotta slick your hair to the side. You need to slick your hair to the side.
The problem is, I probably couldn't do that.
Yeah. I just wear really just wear a lot of button up shirts.
I wear button up shirts, black tie,
with a
little sash.
Yeah, a little sash, a little fucking arm sash, just walking around.
That's
it has a happy face.
That'd probably be a really bad idea.
That would be kind of funny though. If it had the smiley face on it.
Yeah. Little crooked smiley face with X's over the eyes.
Speaking of that, I also watched Inglourious Basterds.
Mm.
That movie kicks ass.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
That has some good dialogue in it, and also the Bear Jew is awesome.
Yeah.
I know you don't like Eli Roth, but him just like...
He's a horrible director.
But he's not a bad actor.
Is that why you sent me that message? Like, whenever I was on my way to St. Louis, I just wake up to Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Yeah, that's why I just finished watching it, and I was like, Buongiorno.
That was good.
Yeah, see, I actually got to watch that the night it came out.
I did, too.
It was so good.
Well, it's a weird movie for me, because it's the first movie I went out to see at the movies when I moved back here, so some good memories. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that movie come out that long ago?
Like 2009?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it came out like summer of 2009.
I don't remember who I saw that.
She's like, I was 14.
I was still in my 20s.
No, I don't remember if I saw that with Kirill or if I saw it with Andrew.
Look at me like I fucking know.
You should know.
Why should I know? I haven't read your diary. That pink one that you keep at your desk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just kind of want people to see it. That's why I leave it
She's
there.
She's like, hey, everybody hates me at work. And we think we're all dead.
But I do it all in German.
Yeah.
I look fat today.
My tits are so bloated.
I can't believe
that's not something I would complain about, though, because that's always nice.
I thought it was about the fact they sag, so.
Yeah.
No, whenever your tits are bloated, hell no. This shit is awesome.
So anyways, aside from all that shit.
No doctor, keep me sick.
I intended on playing CSGO, so Counter-Strike Global Offensive, because it came out on Xbox and PS3 and Steam.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it on sale for like $13, and I really wanted to play it, and then I didn't get anybody to play it with me. I was really upset.
I didn't buy it, so sorry.
What are you talking about?
Counter-Strike Go. You ever play Counter-Strike?
No.
Counter-Strike style games.
Well, Rex would know Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you getting Counter-Strike Go?
Yes.
It's like $15.
I would say I almost bought it like 2 days ago, but...
I thought about gifting it to somebody, just so they'd play it with me.
I don't have internet right now. Well, not on my computer.
Really?
She unplugged it and she can't figure out how to get internet back on her computer.
It's like that episode of South Park.
I've tried
the light's
every
blinking.
Way, yeah. And it's just not working.
You can't pee on it and make it work.
Yeah.
Shit.
This is not anime, Holly.
Fuck.
You can't ask the tentacle demon to fuck it.
The what?
The tentacle demon.
Okay.
You can't rub it against your badger.
Yeah,
I just tried all the wrong shit then.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you need a computer guy to come over?
Well, no. Like I've tried all of the inputs.
You need a big doughy computer guy to come over and fix it for you.
I've tried.
Sure, Rex will do it for you.
Damn it. I've tried all of the inputs that were available, and it just keeps on coming up as I don't have any internet. And then one of them that I try will actually come up as the exclamation mark saying that it just can't connect.
I've tried
to
all
it,
the inputs.
You just reset your network adapter.
Yeah.
Talk about
that's why I told you it's just go and you just need to go into in there and just disable or enable. If it's disabled, hit enable. If it's enabled, just go and turn it off, turn it back on.
It'll probably work.
Oh.
That's an easy
one. I told her how to do it, but I don't think she paid attention at work.
No, I did, because you told me to put into the first one.
I said if you're getting internet on your Xbox, then that's not the problem. Everything's hooked up right, except for when you plug it in.
You said...
need to just go down to the little icon, click on that, go into your network stuff.
You said the one that's connected to my computer.
That's when we weren't sure. That's when I forgot that you said that your Xbox works.
Okay. The red shirt. Well, no, not the red shirt. Rex has his hand raised.
I'm going to keep wearing my red shirt, too. I'm going to get it labeled as the red shirt.
You look like a testicle with arms. Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, voice.
What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I can just fix it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's something easy.
It is.
I'm sure
it's been too fucking lazy.
Yeah.
So anyways, CSGO, I really want to play it really bad, and I keep reading reviews. It's a lot like old Counter-Strike. It is a simply, like, bad guys versus good guys, you know.
I'll pick it up tomorrow.
I may have some time to play it here. So that's something I really want to play. I really wanted to play Team Fortress Horde mode. Trent was balls deep in Dark Souls, so he didn't get to play it, and then nobody else wanted to play it. And I ran out of time. And to be fair, my schedule has been fucking wacky. So, I mean, it's like last week, I took my girlfriend out twice, and then aside from that, I only had maybe, like, parts of the evening available.
Yeah.
But on top of that, my schedule is, I gotta wake up fucking early, like, on certain days and different times every day, so I have to get sleep at a decent hour now. So I've been playing during the middle parts of my shift, like on lunch. And playing, well, my lunch is like 4 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I might have, like, between, like, 1 and 5, or between 12 and 4, or something like that. Because I've been working all these splits to cover all these different managers.
Yeah.
So, it's been a really wacky schedule lately, so my online time has been just off. I'm surprised I got so much news today. I just got bored and started pouring through news. But,
The porn.
The porn. Yes, the porn. Porn.
That's what guest networks are for.
Guest networks. Or, what is it? The spy mode, or not spy mode, what is it? Incognito mode on Chrome. But anyways, I mean, I haven't been doing a whole lot. Went to, did we go to the bar last week?
I didn't go with you.
You went with somebody else. It was raining on Gauntlet, remember?
Yeah.
We remember. We're gonna do Gauntlet, and it was you and Nobbs and.
It was me, Nobbs, Hyper, and then three other people that I met whenever I went to Run for Your Life.
Oh, okay, and then it just didn't happen because your internet died because it was raining like crazy.
Well, it was raining like crazy, and then my roof started to leak, and then like I've got my entertainment center set up right in front of my fireplace.
Right.
And then my fireplace started leaking as well, which is where my modem and my router were. So one of them ended up getting wet. But.
Yeah, because I didn't know what happened. I got here really late because I was covering for somebody and it just ended up being late. And then I got on and like everybody was gone except for Nobbs and Hyper. And Nobbs was like, Short Round is having problems, so.
Yeah, well, I was talking to him on the phone the entire time.
Well, he didn't call you Short Round. I called you Short Round.
I know. He doesn't call me that.
I like it when names that come up with stick.
So I went over and helped you move the entertainment center and everything else.
Yeah, he did. So Gauntlet didn't really... I mean, it would have worked out really well if it weren't for my fucking roof, which they have yet to fix.
Well, hopefully it just doesn't rain for a while.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, minus the fucking hurricane coming towards us.
Yeah, Jay's in the middle of that right now.
Oh, that's
yeah. Speaking
sucks.
Of that, it you know I got a buddy of mine.
It's real good Isaac, isn't it?
Don't bring up the don't bring
yeah no
up
no
the,
don't bring a real good up. A real good friend of mine, not the friend we're talking about, that I've been working with for a while. He moved here when Katrina hit, and he stayed through Katrina. Like he was like living Fallout style in
I remember you telling me about him.
Yeah, where he was like he trucked in like 8 months worth of supplies like. The National Guard was in New Orleans. He lived in a part that didn't get flooded out as bad, but like he went through and like restored his house and then had all these supplies like MREs. Like he lived off MREs for 8 months with his wife.
Jesus.
And he said it was crazy because it was like a ghost town. He's like, you had to have like a gun because you weren't sure if you're gonna get robbed or not. And like the National Guard would be like come by your house like every other day, check on you, make sure you're still alive, and all this other stuff. And now this is going to be a Category 1, so it's not as big a deal, but
But it's still a big deal.
But he was at work with me today, and we use instant messaging, I guess Windows Instant Messenger or whatever. And he messages me. He's like, "Yeah, my father-in-law's in like 2 feet of water in his house." So
wow.
He's like, "I may be going down there to help him move tonight."
Jesus.
So
did he end up leaving, or did you have this conversation today?
I had this conversation like 2 hours ago.
Okay.
So
damn.
He's probably already on the road.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, and that's a pretty long drive. It's about 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty fucking crazy.
Where was he, in Baton Rouge or?
New Orleans.
Oh, that's about 12. Yeah.
So, well, John drives really fast.
Yeah. Well, for a long time, you could actually drive as fast as you want because the highway patrol got busted for taking bribes. So there's like hardly any fucking hardly any fucking IHOPs out there. So you can just fucking go as fast as you want.
See, that's what I do anyway. I do that, and then whenever I get pulled over, I'm just like, oh no, that guy beside me was making sexual gestures towards me, and I just tried to speed past him.
See, I pull that shit, and they just look at me like, oh,
I've done that a good, you know, 1, 2, 3 times, and I get away
one,
with
two,
it every time.
1, 2, 3, 10 times.
You know, 10, you know, something like that.
I blew a guy one time to get him a ticket. Yeah, there you go. The truth comes out.
I always offer hand jobs. I never really take that.
And I imagine a cop stick is pretty callous. I don't know.
So Rex, what have you been up to?
Work. Lots of work. Finally got around to pulling my Nostromo out.
Yeah. So tell people what a Nostromo is.
So a Nostromo is kind of a left-hand keyboard replacement. Kind of. It was originally designed and oriented towards a MMO player. Has a really neat macro-based system.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. How come you sound like my grandma right before she died?
Because
he is her.
I went on...
Reincarnation.
Channeling.
I went on Oprah Winfrey and found out that they have 9,000 penises on there.
He sucked every one of them.
Hey!
On the screen, or...?
Tell you what, that's going to be a crazy-ass Oprah Winfrey when it comes out.
I don't think she's making shows anymore, is she?
You just threw up so hard that you blew out your voice box, right?
I was pretty drunk last night. But
yeah.
So, yes.
But, being able to talk a little bit better. So,
now that you have beer in your system.
Yeah. Beer makes it all better.
So, Nostromo, sorry. So you can set up micros and...
Nostromo is kind of a keyboard replacement for your left hand. MMO-oriented, really. Includes a joystick for your thumb and also several extra buttons, essentially for your thumb.
It's essentially like what you'd have on an Xbox controller, basically, on the thumb pad. Doesn't it have a D-pad and it has the little thumb?
Yeah, it has a joystick, it has two thumb buttons. The real thing to the Nostromo, though, is the macro programming that you can do. Because take World of Warcraft, for instance. The macros that you can make in there are kind of... They really limit what you're able to do just to try and avoid bots and things like that.
Yeah, and it's limited to like 144 characters or something like that? Or
things like that. Like, they don't have a wait command. They don't have things like that. You can do that with Nostromo. And so, taking it beyond that, I actually got to where I used it for FPS a lot because I could throw my strafe and everything down to my thumb, and I could use that at the same time when I'd be strafing, I'd be changing weapon loadouts, jumping. Really helped a lot, honestly. I'm looking
so
forward
to... Are you moving with that rather than using the WSA?
I do a lot.
Gotcha.
And you know, that just gives me access to more macros. Going back to the MMO aspect, I got to where I just moved with my thumb. And so my regular fingers were completely capable of hitting skills, whatever I needed.
Sounds fun.
Should have only done 8,000.
8,000 what?
Penises.
Oh.
Do you want us to move the mic closer so you don't have to talk
as loud? That's why I'm kind of leaning forward.
Well, we can move it.
Nah, it's fine. I'm not talking as quiet as you, Holly.
That's
I just have my motor voice on. Mm. Sound like I'm from the South.
Like,
yeah. So were you doing anything else other than sucking dick and?
What were you actually Nostromo? Playing with on your Nostromo?
I actually kicked my WoW count back on for a little bit.
Okay.
Hey.
I guess there's got to be somebody on the show that's going to play some MMOs.
Oh no, no, I'm not going to play anymore. However, however, the reason
you
I'm
going to play an MMO, I don't care.
You shut your mouth. the reason I am going to keep it because I was originally going to sell it is Secret World. I finally got around to really digging into Secret World.
Did you play any of it?
I haven't played it. I've just been watching it. I sat around and watched about 8 hours of gameplay.
Why don't you play the beta for us? Because you can play it for free right now for like 3 days.
Oh, okay.
And see what you think, because right now there is only 15,000 retail copies sold.
Really? Oh, it looks so good.
I don't know what the digital download was. I assume it was more than 15,000. Like, every major reviewer has given it fairly high marks, but, like, nobody's buying it right now. It's on the verge of going free-to-play.
And it will. It's not WoW. They're about to completely kill that game off by putting Jack Black in it as a main character.
Yeah, the fucking pandas. I'm getting kind of sick of WoW. I mean, I understand. We got friends, mutual friends of ours that are still playing it, like, to this day. That game came out 04. Game is old as shit right now. And I understand they've done some things to the graphics, but it's still old as shit.
I've never played that.
Yeah,
kind of lucky stars. So my whole conspiracy theory is that they are introducing Mists of Pandaria to kill the game, to drive people away from it. Because and it's interesting because if you look at the Blizzard release schedule that got leaked, I think it's in late 2013 or 2014. They have an MMO called Titan.
They've been talking about Titan for about 4 years.
Yeah, is that the one that they're supposed to be? I remember Bungie. I didn't follow up. I remember Bungie was wanting to leave and go work with Blizzard on a new MMO franchise. Is that the one Bungie was supposed to be
trying to do? I think so. Now, yeah. And so this is something else kind of interesting. A guy at work. He actually got beta keys for Diablo 3 because he has a friend who works for Blizzard. And his friend hasn't told him a lot, but he said it's FPS based.
You said Diablo 3.
Yeah, back when Diablo 3 was coming out, he got beta keys.
Oh, okay.
But he's talked to him and he's heard some things about it, and all he said is that it's FPS based right now. So I'm really intrigued to see what comes out of it.
Remember they had that mod that somebody had made that was like World of StarCraft?
Yes, and it's still out.
Is it still? Are people still playing that?
Yes.
I've actually thought about playing that, but again, I have a problem with MMOs because I don't have the time to devote to it. Like I was trying to play through Darksiders today because I don't want to give up on the game, and I haven't. I like it pretty well. It's just that like I've had so many other things, Dark Souls included, which is a big time sink.
Oh yeah.
And Darksiders is probably something I could finish up this weekend if I put my mind to it, you know. But with an MMO, I know that I got to commit so many hours a week to it in order to really play it successfully. And that's the problem that I'm having with, you know, obviously with getting back into WoW or anything else. But, like, I really want to get into Secret World.
Aww.
That's a new tattoo I'm getting.
What? It really?
With Cthulhu with the top hat?
Well, I got to give a little dapper mustache.
Very,
too.
Very
a little dapper
yes.
Proper mustache. Proper Cthulhu. Yeah.
It looks like the Monopoly Cthulhu.
Yeah, it's going to be cute. It's going to be cute.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's my thing with MMOs. It's like you have all this time you got to devote. I played a lot of Star Wars The Old Republic. And playing Old Republic, like, I got really into it, and by the end I was just like, I don't have enough time for this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a bad game. It's just, I think I'm on the side with a lot of people that are saying this right now. I think the pay MMO model is pretty much dead.
Outdated.
I think going with a free-to-play model is probably not a bad idea because you never know how much time you're going to commit to it. And then when you start paying monthly, you feel obligated to pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a good example. It's like DC Universe Online. It had a fairly low subscriber base, and they went free-to-play, and they upped their subscriber base by 700%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a pretty big increase. They had a huge-ass profit margin after that because all people have to do is just buy one or two things, and if you get some people buy one or two things and some people buy a shitload of things, then you got a decent model. I've been playing Super Monday Night Combat. Me and Scott played some of that this week. We didn't know what we wanted to play. We're going to jump on Borderlands, and we're like, no, I don't know. What else do you got? And he's like, I got Super Monday Night Combat. I haven't tried that. I was like, okay, let's jump in. So me and him jumped in, and we played for about 3 hours. It's a fucking decent game. And it's free to play. And the part where you buy stuff is if you want to... I know I'm not going to play a lot of it all the time. So you can basically earn coins to buy characters and unlock special characters. And they're adding new characters, kind of like the Dota model or the League of Legends model. So they just added a new character, which is like an archer. And it plays a lot like Dota. I mean, it's you got your, you know, your creep that you're advancing, blah, blah, blah. But me and Scott played it. Scott kind of got the hang of it. Me and him started destroying on it. We had a pretty good time. And I was like, you know what? I like this game enough. I want a couple of these. I want the character pack. The character pack was $20.
Do they have a better fan base than the 360 one?
Dude, there's a game going on all the fucking time.
Really?
When we were on, there were like 700 matches going on at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
But with this model, you know, it's that something for nothing type model where...
You pay for it if you like something.
Yeah, it's like you're getting the game. You're getting the full game, and you can jump in there and play, and you can have fun, but you're not going to pay for anything unless you find something you really want. They make things really, like with Tribes, they throw something like the Tribes Pack that gives you extra experience that you can use, as well as, I think, a lifetime experience bonus, you know, throughout the entire game. And it's just something people really want, because they think, hey, I just got this game that usually was $50 when it came out. I just got it for free. I get to play it for free. So if I give them $20 for something, then I'm still getting a good deal, and then they just keep buying stuff.
Well, and
so.
That's kind of how it was with me. I was like, you know what? I want some of the extra character unlocks. I'm going to go ahead and buy the majority of the characters. I can buy the majority of characters for like $20.
Yeah.
You can get extra items through paying, through microtransactions, but I don't really care to do that because I'm fairly good at it. My win-loss on there is pretty good. I think I've only lost 4 matches since I've been playing it. But... Like, you can earn those extra items through, you know, your win. So you get so many coins or whatever, and you can use it to buy items. But it takes a lot longer than it would have, obviously, than just shelling out cash. And so I figured $20, and I end up shelling out another 30 or 40 hours into this, maybe more over the course of the next year, then I got a pretty damn good deal for $20.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I might buy something extra. I might... Really, the only extra stuff they sell are, like, skins and stuff like that, which you can buy with the points that you earn from the games, but... And I might buy a couple of skins. So, it's a fairly good game. It plays different than Monday Night Combat, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's Monday Night Combat was kind of what I think it wanted to be. Super Monday Night Combat is what Monday Night Combat wanted to be. For those of you who played Monday Night Combat, you had, what, 4 or 5 regular classes or something like that?
I think it was 5.
Yeah.
Because so, I know you have your sniper, your tank.
Sniper, assassin.
Assassin.
Support.
Support and then
and,
healer.
Well, that was the support, but then you have the assault.
Right, and you remember the basic premise of that was you buy bots, and the bots would take down the money ball, and you could go down and kill the money ball. Well, this takes it more to a Dota element where you buy bots, and the bots obviously are what take down the money ball, but your characters have about 3 times more health. And so the idea behind that is you stay behind the bots and let the bots push and then support the bots, and then you got 2 turrets. You got an early and then a late, and then you got the money ball. The money ball's already surrounded by turrets. And so you can upgrade those turrets around the money ball and around that area like you would in normal Monday Night Combat. Mm-hmm. But the idea is to stay behind your bots and let them push.
But they already have turrets set up, so it's not something that you have to waste your time on.
Well, there's already some turrets set up at the main base, and you can reinforce those. The idea is to get more bots out there so they can take down the money ball. And you stay behind those bots and let them eat up the majority of the damage from the turrets while you support them by blowing up the turrets or the other players that are supporting their bots.
Yeah.
And so you play it more like that than you would with Monday Night Combat, where it wasn't as strict enough.
It was more free-for-all.
It was more free-for-all, and people just ended up killing each other, not paying attention to the bots. Well, the bots are a lot more important this time around. Because of that, it plays a lot more like Dota, and that's why I like it so much more.
Right.
So, and the classes are a lot more varied, too. Like, there's a healer that... Like, there's this chick that when she heals, like, in 3 streams instead of 1. Now, they all do about half of what the, you know, the Italian... dude with a shotgun.
Yeah.
They only do about half of what his do, but she's got 3 little cat turrets that she can throw out. And so she throws out these little, like, balls that have little kitty cat ears on them, and they shoot. It's kind of funny. But you can make those more powerful for short amounts of time, and then you basically stay behind the bots because she can heal 3 at a time.
Yeah.
So she supports the bots, and then the idea is that she can throw the turrets down to kind of help support her, and hopefully somebody's falling behind her shooting the people that are shooting you.
How's the assassin? Is it the same?
Well, there's 3 assassin classes.
Okay.
So not only is it the same, but you have one that's like a dude with a samurai sword that has like some kind of like rocketeer helmet that can fly. And then you have, I'm trying to remember what the other assassin class is. But anyways, there's more options. Like you have three snipers.
Damn.
So like the three different types of snipers. One's like, she's called a gunslinger, and she does pretty decent at mid range or long range, but she does a lot better like when she's up close. She pulls out two pistols and shoots. So, which is kind of neat. But it plays out.
I always liked having the katana. That was always pretty badass.
It still plays pretty much the same. You could still play with the controller. I play with the keyboard and mouse, but you can still play with the controller.
I would.
So, and it's free to play. So, I mean, it's something you could download right now and just jump in and start playing. Figure out if you like it or not, and then decide if you want to buy the extra characters. And most of the classic characters are unlocked.
Yeah.
Except for the sniper, and I think the assassin is locked.
I think it's because the sniper and the assassin.
No, maybe the assassin or maybe the regular assassin's not.
Yeah, but the sniper was so overused and he's such a fucking pain in the ass too.
Yeah, the assassin was always terrible whenever we were playing that game because it was so much of a fucking cheat.
Well, you have a team full of fucking snipers, and it's just fucking ping, 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 ping.
Well, the way they designed the maps in this one, for the most part, there's not real long ranges.
Yeah.
So if you're a sniper, you need to get up on what you would call in Dota the jungle, basically. And the jungle's usually set up above or below the map. And have you ever played a MOBA game, Rex?
I don't think so.
So usually in these kinds of games, obviously it's tower defense to a degree, but you have an area in the middle that's like free-for-all, where there's bots and things like that that roam around, like free-range bots that'll kill you. And it's like it's a no-boundary zone. So you can go in there and use that area to sneak across the border to go start taking stuff out behind enemy lines.
Right, right.
That's the idea, since they have commando classes is what you use for that. The idea is you're a ganker of sorts. You're going to go behind enemy lines and take out the guys that are weak or the healers or whatever, and then run back and heal on your side. And so the idea is to die as little as possible, and that's why you'll stay behind the bots most of the time.
Okay.
Unless you're doing a hard push. But it's a fun game. I think it's pretty underrated, but there's a decent amount of people playing
it. Where'd you put your beer?
Yeah, where's it at?
There's a brown bag. Behold!
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. She was staring at the fridge.
So, anyways.
Hey, can you pick that up, Holly?
Yeah. Can you pick that up? Yeah, all right.
Trying to find something to
throw. Will you chill that for me?
No.
So, but anyways, enough about that. Obviously, I think the world of it, it's a pretty decently fun game.
Yeah, and yeah.
Obviously, I'll be playing a little bit more of that this week if I'm not playing Counter-Strike or I'm not playing... Like, I want to play some more team-based games. So, like, obviously that, or I do want to try the co-op horde mode in TF2.
Fuck you.
Okay.
I'm not picking that up.
That's so funny.
You know what I almost did?
What?
Almost loosened my belt and picked it up. Show plumber's crack.
Nice.
But anyways, I've been talking a while.
Yeah.
I've been talking a while.
Yeah. So
Holly.
Yes.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
I played some Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite a bit of it, yeah.
How far are you now?
I haven't played any past what we had talked about, which was the...
What did you talk about?
Shit.
Speak.
The, what was that? What was that place called?
Adjectives.
Fuck you, I'm trying to think of it.
You were off at the museum getting the satellite for $3.
What was the
$3.
Museum, though?
It was the Museum of Science, to get the satellite for $3.
Yeah, I just thought it had a different name.
By the Lincoln Memorial. So.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
thinking
about
of.
Maybe a third the way through.
Yeah, that's why I told
her. The main story.
That's why I told her she's about
to. I think I didn't get that far whenever I played it the first time, I don't think.
Yeah.
You need to just start. Don't worry, there's no timer on the main story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should just start going exploring and you will pick up quests.
No, she has been.
I've just been bullshitting the entire time.
Yeah.
Like Riley's Rangers, you can do those quests.
Yeah. That's actually a fun one when you run to the Brotherhood of Steel as well. That's really fun.
You
get to pull out the fat boy.
I have that.
Did you take out the gigantic dude that was attacking
me? They had taken him out already. Didn't even have to worry about it. I still have the fat boy and everything.
Yeah, so you chill for a little bit. So if you go right in there with him, they'll like have you grab the fat boy and you gotta fucking take that guy down. Then you can fucking loot all the dead Brotherhood that are laying around.
Yeah,
so.
And that's what I did.
I always carry a ton of buff out for that fight.
Yeah.
Just gotta know I'm gonna get over.
Well, see, I haven't been playing it on very easy just so I can get it done
just because I really need to.
Yeah, for the story and everything. So that's really the only reason why I'm going through it. But I did that. Obviously, we tried to play Halo Reach, which I had gone through and played one round. And then shit kind of hit the fan after that. Played Left 4 Dead on Monday, which, of course, was fun as always.
Were you on the winning team or the losing team?
The losing team.
Ian's team?
Ian wasn't playing with us, actually. Because he's been a douche. He didn't play with us last week, either.
Ian.
I know, it's really upsetting. Nice. He jumps on after we've already started and we're almost done.
Well, he's probably just running late, so he probably wants to play, but, you know, he doesn't want to impose.
No, like, he doesn't even message us.
Because he probably knows there's not a fucking slot open.
It's kind of heartbreaking.
It's like, if I hop on there on Monday on a whim and I see you guys are playing, I don't bother because I know the room's probably full, so.
It normally is. It fills up pretty fast.
It's like, we're pretty popular.
I mean, it's the TVGP crew, not me.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same people all the time.
Oh, I know.
And we all know that it happens. And then it's always weird whenever someone new shows up, because then it's just like, shit, someone's not going to be able to play. What are we going to do about this? I don't know.
It's like, let's go before Ian shows up.
No, so we did that, and then I've just been watching movies.
Yeah, what are you watching?
I watched Drive.
Porn.
What?
They said porn.
Porn. No, I don't really watch porn. I watched that, which that movie is really, really fucking good. Last night I watched, was it Crazy Stupid Love? Something like that, with Steve Carell. And that movie was awesome, too. Other than that, I really haven't been doing anything. Not that I can think of, at least.
Dating your cat?
I am dating my cat, yeah.
Awkward.
The stairs in the morning. Yeah, it's haunt you all day.
No, if I'm
it
like,
has that questioning me out. That
no, like if I'm like, I'll be sitting on my couch watching TV, and the way my couch is set up, like I can
pick it up.
No,
he takes one of his kibbles and just like, tosses it.
No.
And then you have to bend over. He's like, meow, 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 slowly.
No, like he lays in the bathroom, and I can only see like part of the door in the bathroom. But he lays his body on the tile floor and then kind of like sticks his head out and just stares at me the entire fucking time.
Is that what you're trying to do to me earlier?
And he's always, yeah. It is. Creepy. I did scare the shit out of Justin, and it was awesome.
I was in the fridge grabbing the Red Bull, and I turned around, and all I saw was your head.
And I was already laughing because I knew I was going to scare the shit out of you.
Were you outside when we were having that conversation, how to scare people?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, okay. Did you get that from that?
No. I was just, at first, whenever he walked in, like, I was at your door.
Yeah.
And I just stuck my head out thinking he was going to look over and see me, but he didn't. All so right. I went to the kitchen, and then I started to walk up, and I was going to say something, but then I was just like, no. I'm going to try and actually scare him. So then I sat, like, right here and just stuck my head over and waited for him. And whenever he would start to turn around, like, I'd start to, you know, kind of snicker to myself.
Yeah.
And then he finally turned around and he was just like, "Oh, fuck you."
I already told you how I'm going to scare him.
I don't remember. But that's okay.
It's going to cost me a bit of money, but yeah. But I plan on making you shoot yourself here eventually.
That have to do with...
No, it'll be awesome.
Was it glowing?
No, not that one. No, this is, don't even talk about it. Okay. We're talking about it.
All right, so yeah, hit me up later, Trent. I'm absolutely interested.
I'm wedging something against my door.
No, it's not while you're asleep.
Oh.
That would be pointless.
I remember.
You remember.
If you scare me while I'm sleeping, I will think somebody's trying to attack me.
I will go to extensive lengths.
Okay.
It's not going to be me personally, nor am I going to do it while you're asleep.
Well.
No.
That would still be funny.
It would be funny. No, we were sitting outside having a discussion about ways
to scare
people. I'm
not going
to walk
into
the
apartment and somebody's going to be in here that I don't know.
No, that's pointless. No.
With a white mask on.
Yeah. No, but we were talking about things that I said, I think of, okay, it's hard to really like scare me, so I think of things that would scare me, and I know that would scare just about anybody. And I explained to you guys a couple, like, if you're in your apartment, you're walking around, and you're just doing stuff, and you just see a hand on the door frame, just coming out of the door frame, just sitting there. that would scare the shit out of those people. Just like her head would just bam. I mean, just, you can see out of the corner, you're like, fuck! You know? So what the hell? Then I said another one. I was watching a show about haunted stuff and all that, and I was like, wow, this is really fucking lame. And they were talking about these kids at this college, and they hear this Darth Vader breathing all night. And I'm like, there's an air vent above your bed. They brought that up like 2 minutes ago. It's like, that's all it is. It's a fucking old furnace, you dipshit, in Pennsylvania. And then they go, but then one night, you know, the little boy blue appeared. And I'm like, what the fuck is the little boy blue? And they showed this kid's face in a window. So I was like, holy fuck! You know? I was like, that's fucking freaky, dude. And that actually scared the shit out of me. I was like, if I woke up one night and there was a face glowing blue or white just sitting there staring from my window, that would freak the shit out of me. Completely.
I thought you were gonna
I would kick my window out and tackle it, and then that would be the end of me.
I thought you were gonna tell him what you were actually gonna do.
Okay, I'll tell him, because I would not actually do it to him, because it would cost me too
even
much money.
Even if you did do it to him, it's
still
you
scared
told
the
him,
shit out of him.
If you told him right now, it would still scare
him. He'll wake
him
up every day thinking it's gonna be there. Okay, I found, you know how when you go to the spirit store there in Halloween, and for people who don't have those, the spirit store is basically the Halloween store that opens up every fucking Halloween. It's just filled with everything. Like, they have animatronic Jason Voorhees and all that. And they have a new one they're bringing out, which is the Dawn of the Dead girl. The little girl with a teddy bear with her fucking jaw ripped open and shit. Yeah. She's like sitting there. And she's like, like that, you know? it's like sound activated and stuff. So I thought it would
I
be
just
funny.
Love your...
Yeah, I just thought it would be funny to sneak that into your room and put it there and turn it on and walk away and wait for your phone to go off in the morning. I would call you like in the morning, and when it goes off, you hear the phone, you turn around, and it's you with this blood and flesh hanging from its mouth as it screams. And it would just be fucking hilarious. And I thought, if I can't sneak it in your room, then I'll just put it right there in the fucking hallway with the lights off. You know, so when you open your door, the light from inside your room would just shine on it. It's just this little bitch sitting there with a fucking face missing and a teddy bear in a nightgown just staring you down. And I thought that would be fucking hilarious.
That's fucked up, man.
And I would YouTube that. You know,
so would I. That would be great.
Would that not scare the shit out of you?
I'd probably drop kick it.
Yeah, that would scare me. The shit out of you.
Well, I recognize you.
You were too small to attack. So.
Oh, but this little toy isn't going to be?
No, this is like life size. This is a life size fucking
It's
going to
be smaller than
you
I am.
You don't have life size. It's the same height as you. And it's like 5 feet tall, and it doesn't, and you don't have blood and missing flesh from your face sitting there, you know. So, and you don't do this, like.
I do that.
I just thought we.
That's why you're
hilarious.
Talking. Just start drilling.
Yeah, if I could be a ninja, I would get one of those gigantic spiders, the ones with the fucking posable arms and shit, and just put it above your bed. So it's like right above
you.
That wouldn't scare me, but I know it would scare you.
Yeah, that would scare the shit out of me. Yeah. I'm sorry, if anybody woke up.
Are you definitely afraid of
spiders?
If
anybody woke up to a 3 foot tall fucking spider in their room, I think that would scare the shit out of them.
I'm just going to buy a whole bunch of spiders and set them loose in your room.
That would actually get you fucking killed. Tarantulas don't bother me. I used to raise tarantulas. They don't bother me. It's spiders.
It's the little spiders. Just...
It's the spiders, because they're the dangerous ones. They're really bad. Tarantulas hurt when they bite you. Trust me on that. But
they got a
spiders.
Fucking beak.
Yeah. Well, and they got those fangs.
Yeah.
How do you feel about snakes?
Snakes don't bother me.
Yeah.
So I used to be a...
Only
a spider. Not a snake handler. So when I was like 12 years old, my mom...
He's like, I was a snake charmer.
No, that's
snake.
That's what they call it.
Snake charmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I got a girlfriend.
No, I was like 12 years old. I used to work at the Ranger Station.
Now I'm a clam fisherman.
I had to clean roadkill, and I had to clean the snake cages.
He's
snake
a clam
cages.
Shucker.
I used to pick just wild snakes up whenever I was younger.
Well, I used to have to tend to the rattlesnakes.
I just pick shit up.
Well, that's retarded.
Yeah, but I was little, and I was badass.
And you're retarded.
And I was retarded.
I was a retarded youth.
Rebellious youth. Retarded youth.
Well, no, like if I saw, I mean, just something simple, smaller snakes, grass snakes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
my formative years as
like
a
that.
Potato.
Like I just grab it, pick it up, and then keep it as a pet for a while.
Yeah, but in your formative years as a potato.
Well, honestly,
I used to walk around and pick things up and put them in my mouth.
You can pick up a snake
that.
By its tail, like
never
if you pick
that.
It up kind of close to the end.
No, I didn't pick it up by its tail. You pick it up right by the head.
You can pick it up by both.
Yeah, you can do both. Cause
it, I always did right
like
by the
head. Like when you're catching it's a snake, when it's like when it's slithering away, you can grab it by the tail and then you grab
it
by the head.
You kind of pull it up and grab it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, put your thumb right on the back of his head.
It's like, so usually you can like, I remember when I was in, when I was camping as a kid, my dad would grab him. He'd grab by the tail, pull him back, yeah, and put his boot down right on their neck, and then he'd reach down and grab the head. So that way, you pretty much, there's no way in hell it's going to
get
down.
I was more hardcore than that.
Of course, it wasn't a black mamba. It was just fucking, like, you know, grass snake.
We don't really have black mamba.
Yeah, I know. It's nothing deadly.
Well, so where I was at, though, they had a lot of what they call a coach whip. And I can't remember the real name for it, but it's a big black snake.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're a constrictor, so, like, I'd grab them, and then they'd wrap themselves around my forearm, and it'd be really cool to show and tell.
I love snakes. I would love to have a huge, like, python just...
So it could eat your cat?
No.
Oh, awesome video.
Talk to me off the show.
What do you feel you got snake?
I got some Alabama white snake.
I would have to worry about my cat.
You really would.
Slash boyfriend.
Slash lover.
Not lover, no. I did wake up to him humping me last night, though.
Oh, he's humping again?
Well, he was humping, like, my foot.
Morning sex.
Around my foot. No, it was in the middle of the night.
Oh.
So I kind of kicked him off.
So it's
kind of
rape
me.
Sex.
Yeah, basically. That's what he always does.
No.
He's a raper.
Go back to bed.
No, and that's what he does. Like, if he if I move or something, and I notice that he's, like, if I look at him, he'll stop.
Does that low cat growl?
No, he doesn't growl. He doesn't growl. He just kind of sits there, really still, like he wasn't doing anything. And then I'll go back to sleep, and then I'll start feeling it rubbing up against me. And I'm just like, fuck you, Emilio.
Little cat boner.
Get off of me.
Yeah, the little needle cat boner.
Yeah.
I just thought that was going to stop, but it didn't.
He just goes, as he's doing it. That's gross.
Yeah. So that's all I did. I got humped by my cat. While I was sleeping.
What about you, Trent?
What have I been doing? We finally took the magazine at work to print. I got the proofs today and went through them and okayed them. Looks good. They did a good job with taking them with the work I had done and setting it up to be printed, so they didn't do shit. So, I'm just trying to be nice. Anyway, if I ever leave my work, I might go work for him. So,
yeah, I remember you told me about that.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, and you can smoke in his office. So, yeah.
We got an article in there too, don't we?
Yeah, we do have an article in there. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Anyway,
what?
Sorry, you call me Hit and Run Holly?
Yeah. I called you a whore later on in it, too. I don't hear you bitching about that.
Did you really?
Well, because that's true.
No, I kept it very PG in the article. They asked us if we ever been banned from iTunes. I was like, yeah, about 3 times. So that has nothing to do with anything on the show. It's just the show was fucked. So, cause I think there was like, what did we get banned for?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was something stupid like...
It was just me fucking up the RSS feed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was always the joke when we first started. We got banned from iTunes, but it was really just banned from iTunes because whatever I did, I sucked at. So
in the beginning, he's better now. So
slightly.
Speaking of websites,
he went from potato to turnip.
Most of the new website is up right now.
Yeah.
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 I got to throw up the.
You
the
need to let
social
me go
links.
In there. You need to let me go in there and adjust some of the divs.
No, because I don't want it right aligned. I want it left aligned.
Ah, fuck left aligned.
Everything else is left aligned in there.
I know. Well, that's just because of the way you had it set up.
I don't want it right aligned.
What about the boxes, though? There's too many boxes.
That's easily changed.
I know. We need to change it. So.
Well, you didn't say anything when I threw it up there.
There are too many boxes.
I gave you the entire mock-up. There's not that many boxes. Anyway, not on the air.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I bet she does. Anyway, she smokes her cigarette all gay-like. I can see your boobs like meshing together. It's like they're like
cleavage.
Because you're like
Because I have one arm down.
No, it looks like you have a crooked path. Yeah, you have a crooked slope.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Shut off my cleavage now. I gotta fix my bra. It's all weird.
Wait till we go live.
I'm not purposely staring at her. She has a Ramon shirt on that's got the entire, like, it's a V-neck, basically.
It's really not that low.
When you were leaned forward, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you make it that low?
No.
No, it comes like
that. It is this way. Yeah.
That's what we call whore topic.
Fair enough. What else have you been doing?
Anyways, just work, and I worked 105 hours this pay period, and I still had enough time to dig over 40 hours into Dark Souls since Friday.
So, now that you're bringing that up, because I didn't want to just steal your thunder.
Oh, yeah.
That's really all you've been playing, isn't it?
That is all I've been playing all week. I'm actually, I've killed everything in the game except for the last boss.
So, me and you were talking earlier yesterday, I think.
And the 4 expansion, the DLC bosses, I haven't got to kill them. I'm going to go do them before I kill the last boss.
So, but me and you were talking, we'd played Dark Souls before, and I'd gotten through about half the game.
Yeah.
And I got stuck on the twins.
Yeah, I beat the shit. Yeah, there's a good strategy, I can tell you, that I figured out.
But anyways, so I got stuck on one of the bosses, and then something else came out, and I started playing that instead for a while.
Yeah.
And I think Skyrim had come out at that point, and that's what I started playing.
Maybe, yeah.
So, anyways, I'm gonna back. We, since we'd already played this, it's a little easier now that you kind of know what to do.
Yeah, once you know what to expect.
Once you know the tactics of the enemies, it's not that bad. Now the game can really royally fuck you.
Oh, dude, they were in my room watching me play.
Yeah.
And I was going up against Capra demons, like 10 of them back to back in a row, because they actually bring, that's a boss fight early on in the game. They bring 10 of them at you.
Yeah, but by that point, they're a lot more powerful.
Yeah, they're a lot more powerful, but it's still a pain in the ass when they do sword.
And they take both their swords and put them together.
Yeah, that really sucks. But you have that, plus these guys that shoot fire, plus a gigantic fur beast, plus worms that come out of the ground that'll just fucking eat you. It's horrible. So all in one spot.
One of those things I noticed, like, I've been beating a boss per lunch break, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, hey, one shot a Capra Demon the other day.
Yeah.
And what had happened is, like, the first time I played this, Capra Demon fucked my ass. And what the Capra Demon is, you go into Lower Undeadburg, and you'll know
and
what it is.
And his dog's watched.
Well, he has two dogs, yeah. Two hellhounds.
Yeah, and they watched as you got fucked.
And they poison you. But, so anyways, there's this boss that has, like, two swords, and he'll swing them independently, and then sometimes he'll take them, put them together, and then swing both together. When you're fairly low level, it just, like, eats your lunch. It's like one hit kill. Well, I've been just exploring around and doing a few other things. And by the time I got to him, I pretty much one-shotted him. And I remember the last time I did that, it took me like 15 attempts to kill him. I think part of it was that I didn't know the strategy very well. But once you kind of learn the strategies, like, I've been one-shotting most of the bosses. I did Gaping Dragon today.
Yeah.
And the Gaping Dragon...
He's a grotesque little motherfucker.
So it's funny. So when you see the Gaping Dragon, what you see is you see a snout come, like, above the water.
It looks like a snake head.
It looks like a snake head. And then you realize that it's its nose.
And then the whole rest of it comes up, and it's this gaping mouth with teeth all over that just cannot close. There's no reason for them to be there. It's got this
It's like all across his whole torso, like, down to his waist. And so what he does is he flips back.
Like a funnel spider.
And then he comes at you with his whole upper torso, like, all the way bent over on its back, and then he flops that down on top of you. And he also has, like, a tail attack and a few other things.
Yeah.
Well, prior to that, I was still alive because I was kindling the fire down in the depths.
Yeah.
And so I was still alive, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go take it on because he's really close anyway.
Did you summon Solterre?
Nope, but I found somebody with a summon.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to try it out.
Yeah.
So I went down, I saw the summon sign, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what happens. And so I summon a dude in. It takes a few seconds. You know, random dude is like, all right, he's going to jump in. And then you do a couple of gestures because you can't really talk to him.
Yeah.
So I did a couple of gestures, did the what up, you know. He does like a what up kind of thing.
What up, homeboy?
And did that, did a quick salute. And I was like, all right, it's time to go fuck this dude. And with my big halberd. Because I'm using the Eastern armor.
Yeah.
Which is basically samurai armor. And then I got a big halberd and this little shield. Actually, prior to this, on my way down there, I got invaded, which was kind of funny. And this dude probably had never played Dark Souls.
I love
long.
The noob invasions. You're just like, they come up.
Well,
like,
he had pretty decent.
And he just bam, and they're dead. And you're like, oh, I feel so bad.
Well, this dude had the dragon tooth.
Oh yeah. And he couldn't use it?
No, he could. And then he had a spike shield.
Oh, really?
And he's so slow on his fucking attacks. Like, he would swing at me, and then he'd just be getting in his, like, I'm getting up animation.
Yeah.
I'd stab him 2 times with my halberd, and then just move out of the way.
Yeah.
And then backstab him a couple times, and then finally just killed him and did the whole, what up? And then it gave me a shield.
Yeah.
And so I had his shield going into that fight with the gaping dragon.
Nice.
So we'll go down to the Gaping Dragon. This guy, I can tell, has probably never played this on Xbox or PS3 or whatever, because he's not doing the right tactic. The right tactic of the Gaping Dragon is to keep your distance, wait till he charges and slows down for a second, and then you'll see his tail flicker. If you see the tail flicker, you know he's going to start slapping you around with it.
Well, whenever he does that charge, he actually like eats at the ground for a while because he's expecting you to be underneath him so he can tooth attack you. And during that time, you can run in and just slash the shit out of that tail over and over again.
Yeah.
Because you can get that that great axe from his
tail. Yeah, I didn't end up getting the great axe, so I'm hoping to go back.
Fuck it with him. I'm just like, I'd just rather take him out with bow and arrow from a distance because I get my bow stuff up. That's where I get, there's a bow I get really good. Really early on in the game that I go way out of my way to get, and I can just fucking like drop the shit out of people with it.
Well, so I didn't use the bow. I was using my halberd, and so my tactic is you just keep the shield up while I'm running around, switch to two-handed, and then I just go in there and just really just like seriously fuck him right up the ass with the halberd. And so I was doing that, keeping my distance, being patient with it. The other guy was getting impatient, and he kept getting charged. Mm-hmm. It's not like I can talk to him and say, dude, don't get charged. Just lure him and then move out of the way.
Yeah.
So he died about halfway through the fight, and about 5 minutes later, I killed him.
No.
And I'm sure he got the souls for it, because as long as one of you is alive, you'll get souls and experience. But
I think humanity, if you help him beat the boss.
Yeah, I got humanity.
I mean, he does as well.
Yeah, and so I killed him, and then obviously at that point, he disappears. But so I did that, and then I played a little bit more. I went to the Blighttown to kind of test the frame rate.
It's still a little choppy.
I still have a few problems with the frame rate from time to time.
Yeah.
But I think it's just time for me to upgrade that mid-range graphic card that I got in my PC. And speaking of that, there's one thing we should mention. So, all week up to the release of Dark Souls, there's a guy that was working on a patch to help with the resolution, because natively it runs in 1024 by 768. There's a slider... Yeah,
30 frames per second.
And locked at 30 frames per second. There's a slider that will up it, quote-unquote, up it to 1920 by 1080. All it does is stretch the window to 1920 by 1080. Yeah. It does not up the resolution. So some people are like, oh, this sucks. We want to make this a lot better. And obviously on your monitor, it kind of looks like shit.
Yeah.
So this dude, 23 minutes after the game releases, fixes the rest of his patch, and you have unlocked frame rate and whatever resolution you want.
Yeah.
Nice.
Works perfect.
And it works. It's a little 80 kilobyte file. He released five versions of this patch within a weekend.
It's two DLL files. You just drop it right in. Boom, it's done.
Yeah, there's no installation to it. You just unzip it.
Yeah.
But it unzipped it, sets it at 1020 by 1080 without the frame lock.
Yeah.
And he's got it set up to where you can like hit F9 to hide your cursor or whatever you want to do. And
you can pop into the DLL. You can pop in there and edit it and change the settings. Because I remember the first one I got was the version 2 patch, and it had it set at a lower resolution than 1080. I can't remember which one it was. That's when they changed it, and that fixed it. And then the newer ones, as you go through and you pop in, you'll see he has the actual active variables you can mess with, and he has some notes at the bottom. Says these are ones that aren't ready yet, and he just shows you what he's working on right now, which were some additional adjustments that he's going to be releasing in the newer patches. I think he already released those. So
like by patch 5, he's got this one. Like it does this downscaling thing where as you look off into the distance, the resolution drops, obviously, and that's how it does, you know.
Right.
And so he's actually up-resed all of that stuff so that even that looks better.
Yeah.
So it looks really good right now, and I'm pretty impressed with it. But anyways...
Now see, I'm a little perturbed by it. It's like, I always had this mindset, because I'm a console player and a PC player, and I've always had this mindset that the PC elitists, while I used to run into them when I was younger back in the day, when PCs weren't so widespread, you know, not as many people had built systems that would play games and stuff, and now it's more of a common thing. You have people who have really nice PCs that they put together and they play, because it's a little bit more common base.
It's a little cheaper now, too.
Yeah, but the elitists kind of disappeared with that, because it thinned it out. And then when I went around looking at a lot of the message boards, where I knew the game was going to be released at that resolution, I knew the game was going to be released with that frame rate, I didn't have a problem. I was like, fuck, it's Dark Souls, I don't care. I asked, you know, I wanted to play it on PC. They asked for a straight port. They got a straight port.
I wanted resolution options.
Resolution options is one thing, but I just want to be able to play the game.
But it's sad that From Software didn't offer this, and a dude does this over a weekend.
Yeah. But
but
at the same time, they're not a PC developer. They're a straight console developer. Well,
they could have hired somebody.
They could have hired somebody.
For a weekend.
Yeah, for a weekend, but they didn't. So, by the way, there were people on there. It was the amount of bullshit I had to read of people saying, well, I'm not buying it now. I'm canceling my pre-order. I'll wait till it's $5 on sale. And I'm just like, really? you know somebody's going to fix it within like 2 weeks of it being out, and you're throwing a big ass hissy fit and saying you're not going to buy it, you're going to cancel your pre-order, you're going to wait till it's fucking like $2.50 on sale, $5 on sale, and they said, which probably won't be that long. And I was like, wow, that's really fucking, that's a really bold statement, since Dark Souls is like one of the greatest fucking games to come out in the last 10 years.
I think after playing it again, I'm still in awe. That game is so good.
It's like, I love Mass Effect. I rank it out there with my love of Mass Effect. Dark Souls is just immense. It's atmospheric. It sucks you in.
It is the most awesome. It's the most atmospheric game I've played
before. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful, yeah.
It's
when you're in Londo Ruins, like when you came to my room the other day and I was playing Londo Ruins, it's fucking awesome. It's creepy.
It's one of those games where it's pretty much seamless. If you can see it in the horizon, you can go there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no loading at all. You load into the game the first time, or when you die, you load.
And whenever you travel.
If you do fast travel. Yeah. But it's, for the most part, if you're walking around, there is no loading anywhere. It's zero loading.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And you just, like, everything's interconnected. The way that they do the dungeon design is... this area connects to this area multiple different ways, and it's all vertical and across.
It's awesome as you watch it transition as well. Like when you go from the Firelink Shrine down to the Londo Ruins, and you take the other stairway down into Valley of the Dregs, which then leads into Blighttown, which then leads into fucking Quaalug's area, which then goes into the Demon Ruins. And so you see it from going from nice grassy green hills all the way down to lava pits of hell. And you watch it transition the entire way down.
Right.
And it's, wow, that was amazing. It's like, right.
Yeah. Rex approves.
But it's really awesome to watch that, and you just think about how much time really went into
level design.
The level design is just amazing. You're just like, wow. And then the creature design as well is just really intelligent and awesome. Yeah, so
the Rex approves of this.
It's like when you guys were in my room and I was going up against the centipede boss, and he comes out, and I was like, why would they make something like that? That thing just looks fucking hideous. Has like all this extra mouths and shit. Yeah, I'm like, what is the point of that? Like, what is the point of that extra fucking mouth there? And then I found out. And I really wish I would have. It didn't kill me. I kicked its ass, but it came real fucking close to killing me. But
it's just the level of challenge and the level of precision of that game. Like, just knowing the exact timing to parry something or the exact timing to kick somebody to not kill them.
Yeah, so what I find to make the game so defined is that the combat is so well defined that as long as you follow the rules of combat, you will do well at the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're impatient.
If you are impatient.
Read the Art of War before you play the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're impatient or you deviate from the rules, you will die.
Yeah, because there's times that you get really mad if you died by pure accident and you want to rush back to where you were, but everything spawned between where you died and where you come back. And you'll just start rushing. You're like, I'm doing pretty good. And you just get your ass handed to you by a fucking Lobie for no reason at all. He, like, comes up and shield kicks you and you fall off the fucking side of the building. And you're like, fucker. So now you lost all your souls.
Rage quit.
Yeah.
The other trick to that game, though, is every time you have enough souls to level.
Level.
Just use them.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and hoard souls. Yeah.
Use your homeward. Use whatever you got to get back to your bonfire and make your way back the way you came, if you can, without too much risk. And fucking level up. Because you're going to have to grind to get back to where you were when you left, but you'll get more souls, and that's great, you know. So,
yeah, so that's usually my deal. Once I know that I got enough to level once or twice, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I also did? Remember the salesman that's over by the Gaping Dragon? The guy that crazy-ass, like...
Yeah, the merchant that's over there right by Blighttown entrance, yeah.
Yeah, so I was fucking around, and I bought his helmet. I was like, I'm going to buy the chainmail suit as well, or whatever it is he's got.
Yeah, everything on him is like 10 grand.
So yeah, and... I went to buy it, and then I accidentally hit right button.
You attacked him?
I stabbed him in the face.
Oh. Did he go...
And then he went apeshit on me.
He went hostile with one hit.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck
me. Most of them take like one or two hits. So I take about two hits to go hostile.
And so it was just an accident. I was like, fuck it, now I gotta kill him. I was like, do I want to be killed? And I was like, no, I got humanity and I'm alive.
Yeah.
And so I just risked it and I took him down and I felt so bad. But I was like, I still
What'd you
have
get off of him?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, that sucks.
Just souls.
Gay.
But
that bites ass.
That did bite ass. But yeah. I at least bought that kick-ass helmet he has.
Yeah, at least you got that.
Like, it's got these like crazy horns, and it's got like a monocle, and it's fucking wicked looking. But
yeah,
and then I'm progressing to Blighttown. But
yeah, but now with the frame rate with Blighttown, since you're talking about your card, the thing I've noticed with Blighttown is when you're down in the actual muck in the tar and shit, and you're running around the toxic tar. The frame rate on console was really fucking bad sometimes when you get Quaalix's kill off in the distance. It doesn't do as much. It actually just you get it. I don't get it so much down there anymore. I get it just a little tiny bit of it when I'm actually up in the rafters and I'm climbing down. I'll start to see a little bit of frame rate drop for about like 2 seconds, and then it goes back to normal. It, even if I'm facing the same way, it'll just snap back to normal.
Usually, the only time I've been running into trouble is when there's a lot of breakable items in the environment. Mm-hmm. So, like when you're going into Lower Undeadburg and you go through that area with all the tables and all the undead dudes, the fire torches.
So, I don't have any problem in there.
Like in there, that's when my frame rate dropped. But when I dropped into Blighttown, I didn't have really hardly any troubles.
Yes, I didn't have any problems in the Undeadburg down there at all.
But again, speaking of that resolution though, like it feels like I'm playing a new game.
Yeah, it's actually great. Just it looks good.
Looking at it in high def and everything else, it just looks so fucking good.
Yeah. But as for my 40-hour odyssey over the past, it's about 6 days now.
Yeah.
No, about 5 days. 5 days, 40 hours playing day and night all weekend. As soon as I got out of work. No, sorry, over the weekend, as soon as I got home from work on Friday, I even said last week, I said, once I get home, I'm going
to... I think you put 30 hours in over Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much over the weekend, I put 30 hours in. It's funny, because I got off work, I did exactly what I said I would do. I went by Desi Walk, bought some fucking food, came home, and just started playing. And I was on that till like 4 in the fucking morning, went to sleep, woke up about 1, started playing, was up until about 4 again. And unfortunately, on Sunday, I woke up at 5 in the evening, and I had to be at work in the morning. And I was like, fuck this. I went ahead and played until about 3:30. And then, until about 4:30, and I laid in bed till 5:30 until I finally passed out. Woke up a few hours later, went to work, got home, and I was like, I'm going to try and play. I played for an hour and said, fuck it, and went to bed. I was like, I can't do this. But Tuesday, I got home, and I played until like fucking... probably like 1 o'clock in the morning, and today as soon as I got home I started playing again and put about 2.5 hours in.
Yeah, I put a couple hours in during my break.
Yeah. And I've just been busting ass through. I'm surprised I'm actually trekking through it as fast as I am.
Because when we first played it we died so often.
Yeah, and this time I think I've probably died under 40 times.
Well, you've gotten close to the last boss, but there's a lot of optional bosses. You said you already did Sif, right?
Yeah, I already did Sif.
Did you do the Hydra?
Yeah, I did both Hydras.
Okay.
There's two of them.
I didn't realize there was two of them.
Yeah, there's another one.
Is it the Hydra that you kill to get the merchant over in Firelink Shrine?
No. Whatever you get, you're talking about Darkroot Garden. When you go into Darkroot Garden, there's a Hydra in the water next to all the crystal golems, and there's a merchant back behind that. After you take the Hydra out, if you kill that other golem, this spirit shows up, and you can buy sorcery stuff from her.
We'll talk about this after the show. There's a secret merchant that you can sell stuff.
She's a secret one that you can get.
I know that. I know which one you're talking about. I'll talk about a different one, but
I can't remember if I got it or not. And then there's another Hydra that's down at the where the Great Hollow is. It's in Blighttown. There's a tree trunk that comes out of the swamp that goes up into a tree.
Yeah.
And if you go down it, you go further and further down, you get to Ash Lake. And Ash Lake is a really pretty place. It's underneath the tar pits, and it's like you just see this sky of clouds. You know, with trees just growing up into it, and you're on this little strip of sand that just kind of curls around, and there's a Hydra out there, and there's these clam guys, and if you go all the way down around the sand, there's a giant dragon who's sitting there. He's a stone dragon. He won't attack you. He's actually a covenant leader, and you can join that covenant, and that's where you get the ability to warp between your different bodies.
I haven't quite done that yet.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool area. It's really pretty. The music is really awesome, and it's just really, like... just atmospheric locations. So.
Again, the reason this game is so awesome is just the amount of
places.
The variety of places, really.
Yeah. There's places that, I mean, people, I think they said it would take about 50 hours to beat, 80 hours if you want to see everything. Yeah, because there's so many different places you can go to, 60 or 80 hours.
Well, and then there's New Game Plus that you can play to, like, give you the ultra badass weapons.
Yeah, which is actually what I'm going to do. Probably I'm taking a 3-day weekend, so because it's Labor Day. So,
yeah, I'm working Labor Day.
I'm going to the bar Friday night. Yeah.
Wait, Monday's Labor Day?
Yeah, Monday's Labor Day. So Friday night, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to go to the Pistol and drink some cheap Guinness.
I'm probably not going to be able to join you.
Oh, why not?
I got to work at 8 in the morning.
Oh, whatever.
He's going to pay for our alcohol.
No, I'm not. Hey, I might have worked my ass off, but I'm fucking paying for that.
I will absolutely bring my friend's card out.
There you go.
Where's Vic when you need him?
Yeah. Hey, he's off getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Brian has been there
for a week now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Brian and Vanessa are going to come.
Well, I'm going to have 115 hours by next Friday, so...
Yeah. Don't the chair for us usually just, like, kind of sweet talk to you to... Going around through the obstacle course.
No, they yell.
It's like, come on,
sweetie. Actually, I'll take that back. No, I have a friend that went in there. He's actually in England now. He's in the Air Force. And he said that it's more, they don't really yell at you so much. It's just there's a lot of mental... mental strain, because you're having to do a lot of tests, a lot of study, and a lot of that crap. So,
that's sure he still hates his life right now, though.
He says it's not that bad. It's just you got to really be ready to challenge yourself.
Well, yeah. He was training himself in his house by turning off the AC and living without the AC altogether.
Well, it's not just that. I just mean you have to be ready to push and study and push forward and just, you know, really challenge yourself in that. Ugh, so
fuck that.
So Joe's not a very physical person, so, and he's been in the Air Force for forever. So
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, good old Joe. So yeah,
we're gonna have in the UK. I talked to Richter's roommate today.
Oh, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to probably have another kegger for him when he comes back.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, that'll be around the holidays.
The 23rd?
Something like that, in October.
Nice. That'll be awesome.
So, actually, separately, talking about friends coming back in May.
Oh, our friend Ryan.
Ryan Turner's coming back, and the Rex Ashcraft Super Pack is actually renting one of the party buses downtown.
I've never been on a party bus.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been in the back of a party bus?
Nope.
It's also called Bang Bus.
Yeah.
That is something I'm intensely looking forward to.
Hey, isn't Jason having his birthday soon?
Yeah, you can catch herpes from
September
29th.
The 29th, we are calling it the Epic Meal Birthday. Jason and I are going to take the days off and actually sit down and make, like, epic mealtime meals for the birthday.
Damn.
So it's on a Friday or a Saturday?
It'll probably roll into some amorphous form of both days.
Nice. I'll definitely go. I don't know how late I can stay. I might be able to take a half day or something, so I can...
I just want to make a new bacon tree.
Okay.
I need to figure out what I'm going to do for my birthday this next year.
I don't even know what I'm doing for mine.
Well, my birthday party will be on the same day.
What is yours?
Oh,
mine's
your...
December.
It's in December. October.
Yeah, mine's March.
Yeah,
so.
Mine's much sooner than yours is.
Yeah, what are you going to be now? 28?
No, you're
25.
25.
Yeah.
So young.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, half of 50.
Quarter century girl.
Damn.
You're going to put on your big girl panties when you turn 25?
No.
Yeah.
Probably won't wear panties.
She's going to gain like 200 pounds.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's going to be awful. Why do you think I started working out?
Yeah, I'm going to be 34.
Why do you think we started calling her a badger?
That's half at 68.
Wow, you guys are going to die soon.
No, not if science catches out.
Not if he doesn't get crucified.
Hopefully
this year.
The singularity. No, that was last year. That was 33.
You're 34.
Yeah, I'm 33 right now.
Yeah, so you just got the rest
not,
of the
I
year.
Know, but I'm not going to get crucified. It has to be right when it has to be on my birthday. Because even Vanessa said now you can be crucified for our sins on my Facebook whenever I turn 33. But now I'm safe. I'm safe now. So
he's good.
Yeah, I'm good.
So yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Go get drunk.
Do something epic.
All of our listeners should come here.
No, oh, that'd be creepy.
And
they can all stare.
Yeah, we don't know what their definition of partying hard is, so yeah, I don't know if I want them here. So.
Well, no, about 10 days after that, hopefully, if I can come up with the money, I'll be in Austin, so that'll be fun, and I'll celebrate my birthday then.
What's going on in Austin?
Another Run for Your Life.
Yeah.
She likes running.
Yeah. This year, I do...
And zombies, December 18th.
This year, I do want birthday boobs, so...
So
I'm 34.
I gotta work this out. Somehow.
Yeah, you gotta work that shit out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
lift
that
shirt,
baby. But I think this year I might actually finally break down and say I want to do a strip club birthday. I have never done. I've never done a strip club birthday. I've gone to one. I don't like strip clubs very much, but I think having a strip club birthday would be awesome. At least once in my life.
I had a buddy.
I don't want a
lap
dance though. No lap dance.
Actually,
you'll get lap dances.
I don't want a lap dance.
You'll get lap dances.
You'll get the
buffet.
You.
The last
dude.
Lap dance I got, no.
Fuck you.
The chick leaned all the way back on the floor and shoved her muff in my face. Like it was
well, that's
in
what
there.
Happens.
And started smearing. No, this chick worked at the
worked
at the strip club I worked at.
Crotch rock.
Probably. No. She worked at the strip club I worked at as a doorman, and she had this huge thing for me, and she was like, I'm going to give you a lap dance. And then me and Brad were there, and this is when I got Brad a lap dance from Sunshine. And she's like, okay, Sunshine can give him a laptop, I'm going to give you one. And he's going to pay for it. So fucking Brad paid for it. After that, never again. my tongue was like green for a week.
Do you plan on doing this in Tulsa? Or yes. Do you plan on going out of town
for I'm going to probably do it in Tulsa.
You should probably go out of town for it.
I'm not going to drive all the way somewhere else for my birthday.
Well, dude, you have to drive. That's what.
No, I've been in strip clubs in other states.
You haven't been to Clubhouse, though.
So anyways, all this aside, I've actually done this before.
I'm going to be working that night.
What night in December?
December 18th.
I'm not getting a lap dance from Holly for my birthday.
I'm not going to give you a lap dance.
I'm not getting one from her for my birthday. That'd be awkward.
I wouldn't give you a lap dance anyway.
You'd just be like trying to crawl up on top.
I would make it as awkward as
possible.
It'd
be like $20 to watch you struggle for the last 20 minutes. Which actually might be worth it.
You don't have enough faith in me.
She's like, I'm limber.
She's like, I'm like a badger squirrel.
She just crawls at me like a squirrel and mounts.
So what I was talking about, those our friend James that you met over at the burlesque show,
yeah,
him and my friend Chris took me out to night trips. This is probably the last time I was actually at night trips.
Softball, like,
yeah, 23 or 24th birthday, I can't remember which, but they did the whole like birthday challenge thing and I didn't know what was going on. They're like, oh,
so they pull you on stage.
Yeah, they pulled me on stage. So I had two girls pull me on stage and I got like a lap dance by like 50 chicks or something like that. Yep. I don't know how much that costs, but
it's the buffet.
But 200?
No, it's only like $30-$40.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's not a real crazy lap dance.
It's two songs.
Yeah.
And then it's normally, you know, like, depending on what day of the week it is. Like if you go on a Friday or a Saturday, there are normally like 10-20 people up there, like guys up there, all sitting in chairs, mm-hmm. all in a line.
I was the only one up there.
All of the girls go up there and we just kind of circle around and it's just
like a buffet.
Two to five seconds.
You were the only tent that was being pitched.
It was kind of awkward because my face was covered in stripper glitter.
And sweat.
Yeah. And sweat.
You're like, it tastes like shame.
I smelled like cocoa butter.
Yeah, I bet you did. So like cocoa butter and shaved balls. What are you packing me?
Shaved balls.
Yeah, but what was it?
It was kind of funny at the same time, though.
Yeah, but after watching...
Because then you have so many people, like everyone, because everybody's watching all of the attention is on the main stage.
Yeah. But after watching Deja do her birthday thing, where she would get up there and just beat the fuck out of somebody...
Well, I didn't ask for that.
After that, I'm just like... If I get a birthday lap dance, what if one of them's a fucking total sadist? That's just gonna suck.
No, the best thing that ever happens is
they just start fucking. Like, no, I get my ass kicked by a
If you're friends with, I mean, obviously, like we're all pretty good friends there, but like whenever I was working there, my friend Rochelle and I, like we would kind of walk around together, and then people really liked us being together. So most of the time, we didn't even have to dance for other guys. Mm. They would just pay both of us like $20 each to dance for each other. That was always
odd,
awesome. Actually,
yeah, that's kind of odd.
That was great, because then you don't have to worry about boners.
Or wet pants.
Or wet pants, yeah. Which is fucking disgusting.
Hand you a sticky 20.
Gross. Yeah,
I remember how do we get from Dark Souls to this?
I'm not touching you anymore.
Talked about birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, awkward, one last awkward story about strip clubs.
There are so many awkward stories.
Oh, yeah.
A buddy of mine in my old band, and I'm not going to mention his name, but the old guitar player from my band, he comes up like after practice. He's really late, and me and Ryan, the other guy, been practicing on our own because he wasn't there, so I was playing both parts, and guitar and bass. And just thought I'd straighten that out.
Thank you.
Is this the guy I beat up?
Man. But,
no.
Okay, never mind.
What was that?
He was like, it was like a Hannibal Lecter moment. He was like, was it? No, it wasn't that. It was more like, so. Yeah.
But, it was the guy that I'd beat up a couple times.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, never mind.
So, anyways, he comes up after practice, and he's like, he's wearing a pair of sweatpants. He's like, "Hey guys, want to go to the strip club?" I was like, "What the fuck?" You're wearing wearing sweatpants for it. He's like, "Oh, because
it feels better."
Yeah, it's basically what he said. And I was just like, "I'm not going to the fucking strip club with you in sweatpants." He's like, "All right, well, guess you're
there's
you
nothing grosser than a sweaty guy at a strip club in sweatpants.
I kicked the shit out of a guy in whenever I was working in Dallas, whenever I was dancing.
She nut grinded him. Just bam with her tattoo.
No, like
what you think of that?
Yeah,
bam. No, like he pulled me away from one customer that was being a little too handsy, and I had already told that guy, I was just like, you know what, fuck you. Don't talk to me. You're not supposed to touch me, whatever. And this other guy comes up and he is like, hey, you know, come over, dance with me. I understand. Just go ahead and get away from him. So I'm dancing for this guy and he ends up trying to whip his dick out. And I'm just like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? And he is like, well, if I get to see yours, I want you to see mine. And I was like, I don't want to see yours. Like, that's not what this is.
Awesome.
And he's like, okay, that's fine. And, you know, I'm doing whatever, dancing. And then I turn around and he actually has his dick out. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you. And I start to walk off. He stands up and, like, turns me around and starts to make out with me. Like, has his mouth, like, on my cheek, like, tongue and everything. And I just grab his shoulders and knee him in the dick as hard as I can and shove him over the table. And he's just like, he's so fucking trash. And he kind of gets up and he looks around and he's like, what the fuck just happened? Stands up and walks off.
That's like getting your ass kicked by a third grader.
He
walked off with his dick hanging out.
Yeah. I don't know if his dick was still hanging out.
Literally,
but
there's
I
blood
didn't
coming
care.
Out of it. He didn't want to get it.
I just see him
really
like it's swinging. He's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
I was furious.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, junior high. There was this kid who got caught jacking off in the gym bathroom, and the teacher grabbed him. was it Siegfried? I think his name was Siegfried. Anyway, grabbed him. I was sitting outside my English class. I got kicked out. Yeah, so I was sitting outside my English class in the hallway just working on stuff. And I see this teacher had just grabbed him so fast and dragged him out of the fucking stall and down the hallway that he didn't have a chance to put his dick up. And I'm like, this kid is getting dragged down the hall with his, fidgeting with his dick, and she keeps pulling up while he's like, you know, and so he can't get his fucking dick in, and I'm just like, oh, I can't believe I just saw that. So I go back
awesome.
In the room. So I go back in the English room, and my teacher's like, she's like, what do you need? And I was just like, I was like, I'm not going to say it, so I was like, Saber just got dragged down the hall with his dick hanging out. Like, can I sit in here? Yeah, that's kind of awkward.
I imagine you're a lot like Cartman.
Yeah. No, not really.
Respect my authority.
No, but he got dragged on with his dick hanging out. Oh, man.
That sucks.
It was fucking funny. Anyway, speaking of that, so let's go ahead and anybody else got anything else I did really quick?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm good.
Then we're going to go ahead and take a break.
We'll be back in a minute.
And we're back from our break, and we're going to go ahead and jump into some news. And who all has news right now? Who has some? You got some. Holly, do you?
I have one, kind of.
Okay, Rex, you got some. I've got some. I'll do mine really quick first, and that is that for you Knights of the Republic people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old KOTOR.
KOTOR.
Yeah, they're going to be releasing the KOTOR collections. Going to have Knights of the Republic 1 and Knights of the Old Republic 2. But the best part about that, because I love the first game. Second game pissed me the fuck off, like, really bad. Because it was janky, it looked half-finished, and the story was complete bullshit.
I like it could go both ways.
It really didn't fucking end. It didn't have a very satisfactory ending. But anyways, there is a patch that's been worked on for the past, I think, 5 years, just about, that's coming out. That some guys found all the missing data that was just stored inside of the fucking files for all the places they had created but did not actually work into the story. Like, you actually get to go to the HK manufacturing planet where they make the HK assassin droids. They had made that planet. They had some of the best story plot twists, apparently, were supposed to take place there, but they never actually worked it into the game. These guys have patched it, fixed it, made it to where all that stuff is there. All these new characters are supposed to be there. Some changes to the old ones. They have taken the text files and voice acted them out, so they'll be just seamlessly put in, and you'll be able to play the entire full version of what KOTOR 2 is supposed to be.
Huh.
And Obsidian completely fucked up. So, and that's going to be out. And I think it's I'm not sure when the release is for the actual KOTAR collection, but it's definitely something to keep an eye out for. Because I'm jazzed. I would like to actually see Part 2 redeem itself. So. Yeah.
You saw the MDK Part 2 remake, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about that. I've thought about picking that up several times, and I just keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, the MDK 2 HD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the comparison screenshots. There's a huge difference.
Yeah, there is a huge difference.
Like,
yeah.
Even remodeling a lot of the stuff.
Yeah. My problem is I already own MDK 2, and I own MDK 1. I love MDK 1. MDK 2 is not bad either, but...
Well, MDK 2 is a little bit more cartoony, a little bit more funny.
And that's why I was kind of like, you know, I like the first one, because there's one room in that that was, like, really fucking silly as shit, and that was the giant clown room with the sky wallpaper.
Yeah.
That was just out of nowhere. You're running through these dark, grotesque hallways, and you just come into this room, and there's this fucking clown music playing, and you're like, what the fuck is this? And it was just a huge joke, but it was really funny. So, yeah. Okay, so that's mine. Holly?
The only thing that I have is they're remaking Binding of Isaac, and it's going to include Wrath of the Lamb.
So, a little bit more to it, though.
Like, I didn't get to look that much into it because I was working whenever I saw it.
Well, so... Going on with that, they're completely redoing it. So originally it was a Flash game on Newgrounds, and it's the guy that made Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
And he says he wants to revamp the graphics totally for like console and PC, so he's talking about releasing it on console. He's also talking about releasing, like you said, Wrath of the Lamb, which is the extended version of the original, in with this as part of like an extra goodie with the game. But he wants to completely revamp like all the monsters and everything else, make it a proper twin-stick shooter and everything else. I'm pretty excited. That game is fun as hell. Nobody would have ever known that a game with 5 levels would have consumed like 40 hours of my life. Because Steam tracks that shit. That's like my 4th most played game on Steam.
Nice.
So it's a really fucking fun game.
Alright.
Awesome.
Alright, Holly, do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay,
that's
Rex?
The primary things that I kind of followed on was Apple's victory over Samsung in the patent battles. Because Apple set the precedent that you can patent squares with round edges.
What?
Yeah.
So if you're...
So the problem with Apple's whole...
That's any cell phone.
I know, right? And so the problem with Apple's whole patent thing, and there's a lot of controversy that's actually popping up, because the foreman of the jury... was actually really jaded against Android, as it turns out, if you kind of read into it. And it's really felt that he kind of pushed the jury against Android and kind of towards Apple's side. It was such a terrible decision in that a lot of the testimony was, well, here's a picture of an Apple device and here's a picture of an Android device. Can you tell the difference? Not can you hold them? Can you manipulate them? Well,
like
I mean,
what it physically looks like, and it's like all cell phone, like all smartphones, essentially look fairly similar.
Yeah, they really do.
Well, here's a good example. I mean, this is an iPhone, and you have one of the phones in question.
Yes, I actually have one of these specific phones.
Now look at the back.
Are now partnered.
No, number one, totally different.
Yeah.
Look at the front. Totally different.
Right, but same basic design if you're looking at the body style.
Yeah, but that means Sprint could sue the shit out of Nokia for flip phones.
Exactly.
You know? That's what it comes down to, is are you really going to be able to sue the shit out of somebody because it has the same shape? It basically, you know, they don't look anything alike.
Well,
they have the same shape.
And granted, I mean, this is going to be in litigation for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, appeals courts, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to trademark my boobs, and anyone with the same size of boobs as mine, I'm just going to sue the shit out of
them. I will help you with that.
Let's do it.
I know a frivolous lawyer.
We can make it happen because this is all bullshit.
Yeah, just use ours.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's a complete bullshit case in my entire opinion, because it's like Marlboro suing Camels. You know, Camel cigarettes, because, you know, their boxes are the same fucking shape.
Well, right.
You know, it's stupid. It's like people might misidentify your product as ours.
It's like, no,
only
everyone
a fucking
knows.
Moron.
Everyone knows
what
a fucking Apple looks like.
Even the new ones, like the iPhone,
iPhone
4.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more of a box shape on the sides. It's not rounded like this, it's a little bit more flat. And but even then, it looks nothing like an Android or, you know, any Samsung phone I've ever seen.
I don't even think they're that good anyway.
No.
They're so fucking easily broken.
No. Apple or Samsung?
Apple.
Oh, yeah.
It's really not that good.
It's like you can fuck your screen up just by dropping it.
But, yeah, I mean, I know.
I have the OtterBox for mine. I just don't have it on there right now because I need to grab it from Brian. But, you know, that's the only thing that'll probably keep it alive.
They're so fucking fragile.
Yeah.
Love that name, OtterBox.
Yeah, I love OtterBoxes. They're great.
I would prefer Baby Seal Box so I could kick it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's complete bullshit. I can't believe they fucking won.
Yeah, and it still has many years to work itself out. So the final note on it is that most of the phones that they ended up saying were invalid to the patents are actually phones that they don't even produce anymore.
Yeah. It's because they're not making money off them anymore, so there's nothing they can really do. But they're going to have an expo saying where they can actually take money that was made on previous
models.
Correct. Yeah.
So, like, my Epic 3, or Epic 4G, it's no longer sold, isn't valid to the patent.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, this reminds me of the Bethesda Scrolls.
Yeah.
You know, where it was like, you know...
Oh, yeah.
You're calling that Scrolls in the title.
Yeah, you're calling your game Scrolls, and people might confuse that with Elder Scrolls, when the name Scrolls alone doesn't even look like the same font face, anything like that, as Elder Scrolls.
Right.
But they're saying people might get confused if they see your marquee in a store and think that it's Elder Scrolls. It's a frivolous fucking lawsuit for no fucking reason other than I'm going to show you how big my dick is because you're a little guy. You know? And that's kind of like, you know, I don't know, Apple, over the years I've lost more and more respect for Apple, and then every once in a while they gain a little bit back. But this one, I think it's just completely fucking stupid.
They don't gain it back for me.
Yeah. Now, the only reason I have an Apple right now, I had a Windows phone, but it had a defect on it that was across the board, and that was it would freeze up whenever I get text messages.
Yeah.
As soon as I finally get this one from a friend, he's like, hey, I have an extra iPhone. Do you want it? Since he knew I had a problem. They released a patch after they said they weren't going to release patches anymore for it, so you're just stuck with it. They released a patch to fix it, and so the phone worked great at that point. I was like, this is great. I wish they would have fucking did this a year ago. You know, and now it actually works, but you know what? Fuck it. Sold it.
Nice.
I can swap out for the iPhone. Because I was like... Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. I do kind of miss my Windows phone. It had a little bit more functionality that fit more with what I like to do.
Yeah.
This one serves basically the base purpose of I get my email on it, I get phone calls and text messages. Windows phone I actually play with a bit more.
Well, so the new Windows 8 phone by Samsung looks exactly like an iPhone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the bigger one. That's the... about that fucking big, but it's got the shape.
That is as much of a middle finger to Apple as I've ever seen.
No.
You can't fucking control the way that everyone else designs their cell phones.
Now, if you see people silhouettes dancing with fucking Windows phones for ads, that's one thing. You know,
that's completely different.
Yeah, with fucking, the only thing that's in color is the earbuds, that's one thing. Yeah.
Whenever we had those huge fucking phones that had the antennas and shit like that.
When you were
that.
Two? What the fuck are you talking about?
You know what? We had one of those that we didn't use for a long time, and I remember playing with it.
See, I always bought Motorola. And they had the nice little phone that looked like a fucking walkie-talkie that actually worked.
The Motorola that I had was huge. It has, like, the video, like, it was a flip, obviously it was a flip phone, but it had, like, a screen on the front of it as well, just like a little square screen.
I had one
of
those in college.
I had one of those for a really long time, and that's because my brother had gotten married, and him and his wife got a phone plan together, and I had to take over his phone. So for the longest time, like, I never had a new phone or anything like that, so I just used his. But I dropped that thing off of bleachers, at the very top of bleachers and shit like that. Did not break. Had no problems with it whatsoever. It was awesome.
I'll tell you, Motorola knows how to make a phone.
I
submerged that phone in so much water by accident, like sitting outside clubs at the desk, you know, letting people in. It get knocked off and fall in the fucking puddle.
Yep.
It still works to this day. I can turn it on if I charge it, and it still fucking boots up.
But if that happens to an iPhone, you're fucked.
You gotta put in a thing of rice and hope to God it works. So...
just throw it in the microwave.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, watch your screen just start to crack and shatter. That's Apple stupidity. So, Justin, you got something?
Yes, I actually got quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main things that I want to talk about was Steam community.
Yeah.
And that's something that just started. You can join in the beta right away. You get the option to opt in right from the main page. But basically, it kind of gives you like a more central spot to get into like gamer design groups or content hubs and things like that. So basically, when you load up like the page for a game, it'll say, okay, well, this has got mods on it, or this is what community members are posting, and then it also show like screenshots and videos that members have posted. So it's kind of trying to make the community a little bit more closer knit. I think it's a really good idea. I'd like to see more about that. Skyrim is coming out with a new add-on. It's called Hearthfire. Now, Hearthfire is 400 points, Xbox Live only right now. I'm sure it'll come to Steam soon. So $5.
You have to wait for it.
Well, you know, Dawnguard finally came out.
Yeah.
But anyways,
that hit a while ago, in all honesty. You know, that finally hit Steam a while ago.
It did.
So,
but anyways, here's the big deal about Hearthfire. Basically what it is, it's like Minecraft meets Skyrim. You build a house, you find house plans, and you build a house. You can move your family there. I said family because you can adopt a kid.
Yeah.
Or if you want. So it's kind of Fable-ish.
Well, these
you can move your wife in with you. You can build a farm, a fishing dock, and you can defend your house from invading rats, is what they show. But hopefully more than just rats. But the idea is to like have a central hub where you gather materials. So like when you've got an iron, you can turn that into nails, or you can send a butler off to get like materials to make your house.
Now, a lot of these are concepts they brought up when they were doing the entire. Once they finished the game, they said, you know, hey, devs, now we finished the game, go home and just come up with an idea and see what you can come up with. That's where the one guy came up with a Kinect. The Kinect Ready Thooms that you can yell out. Another one had adopt a kid, where you can adopt a kid and bring him home. Another one had where you can build your own house, because back in like Morrowind, you could build your own house. In a sense, you could buy
it. Well, I saw some comments on this. Like, oh no, horse armor. But it's a little more than horse armor. I mean, it's you can build you buy a piece of land, you can build your own house, design it pretty much however you want with the, you know, cookie cutter builds that you have, build wings onto. I'm going to make a fucking mansion. But
yay, like it showed, Sims.
But well, I like Minecraft, so for me it's just like adding in another hub and giving me something to do for a few hours. But it's only $5.
Yeah,
I'm kind of all right with that. But I want to see another like Shivering Isles style DLC.
Mm.
I want to see something really big, really expensive,
something massive, like a continent.
Yeah, like basically more, like way more Skyrim. You know,
yeah,
more than just what even they did with Dawnguard, because I wasn't 100% satisfied with Dawnguard.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's coming really soon. Should be interesting. Like I said, I was watching a video for it, and it's the dude was baking bread. So, whatever. Might be kind of fun. It's kind of interesting. I'm not, like, I don't have a huge boner over it or anything, but...
Yeah.
Doing woman work.
But September 4th.
Now, before we jump, does anybody else have any more news?
No.
Rex? Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I do have more, but I'm not going to drag into the voice of despair.
Well, you can, because I got, like, 14 news pieces.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting there a long
time. That's why I'm breaking this up a little bit.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. No, go ahead, Justin.
I read this one, so...
I will interrupt you freely.
Okay, so a new thing is Star Wars First Assault is a trademark now on domains.
Hmm.
What's that mean? It might be another Battlefront. That's what some people are speculating.
Oh, hopefully.
Hmm.
But First Assault sounds a lot like Battlefront. We don't know. A little bit interesting.
No, what I heard was speculation, was somebody was talking about a Battlefront style game that takes you back to the, like when you go into A New Hope, you see, you know, basically at that point, you know, the Empire's basically hunting down the Rebel Alliance, and they basically, you know, catch your Princess Leia, and they're asking for the location of the Rebel base. They're talking about it could be with First Assault that's actually going to go before all that and actually show the beginning of the actual Empire attack on the Rebels. And showing the death of, the basically the galactic outbreak, which would be awesome as shit because you're going to see some planets that never even got brought up because they're already fucking war destroyed. So it'd be
nice to see something that was done old school Star Wars.
Yeah, also see some new stuff that you know you read about if you read the stories, but were not in any of the movies because, like I said, they were already war torn and gone. You know, like Naboo wasn't even brought up until. Yeah, fucking... the ones that don't count. So, but it'd be interesting. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty interested. I'd like to see what happens with that. I'm sure we won't see anything for a year or two.
Yeah.
One of the other things, one of our favorite games, Bastion, is headed to iPad tomorrow.
$4.99.
And it's not coming to iPhone because they felt the screen wouldn't be big enough.
So $5 and get out Baskin on your fucking iPad.
Nice.
Pretty kick ass. The narration is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Check out episode something, something, something. We got him.
Something, something, something.
Then we got him at PAX.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Let's see. So Xbox is pushing this initiative to do free-to-play games for Xbox Live Gold members. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can pay extra money to get the extra shit, but I think it's kind of interesting. So one of the games they're going to do is called Ascend New Gods, which is developed by the same guys that did Toy Soldiers. So they're doing... this launch is supposed to be this next month, or several months, actually. Don't have a lot on that. One point of controversy I got here, and as I'm just kind of rolling through these, GameStop has exclusive rights right now on the PlayStation and Xbox versions of Borderlands 2. They have exclusive rights in the DLC for basically the Thunderdome. It's called Creature Slaughter Dome, and it's going to come out first for GameStop pre-orders, and then eventually it'll be available to other people or other people later. But it'll be kind of like Mad Moxie's Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of irritated they're releasing that as a whole pre-built, you know, horde mode thing for GameStop only. Like, I'd understand, like, special guns or armor or something goofy like that, or you get a poster, but, like, exclusive content like that kind of irritates me.
Yeah.
Like, this is the playable, like, hour-wasting content, you know? So anyways, a little pissed about that because I'm mining on PC and probably Xbox. I'm going to skip that. No, I'm not. Coraline. There's a new cloud gaming service from Square Enix. Square Enix announced they have a new service called Core Online. Basically, what it's going to do is bring high-definition gaming to browsers. Right now, the only game slated so far is there's a Tomb Raider game, there's Mini Ninjas, and Hitman Blood Money. But basically, you earn minutes of play based on what ads you watch.
What the fuck?
I doubt they're going to have a set where you can just leave your computer on and it's running ads while you're working on
So here's the thing. You can watch a minute and 17 second ad for 26 minutes worth of gameplay, whereas a 7 second ad will give you 5 minutes of gameplay. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
That sounds terrible.
Unreal Engine 3 now running on Windows tablets. Bam.
Or on Windows 8.
What? Say again.
No, who cares if it runs on Windows 8? Windows 8 should run it.
Yeah.
But it's running on Windows tablets right now.
You would think that Windows 8 would run games for Windows.
Well,
but
what,
yeah, it doesn't.
Well, so Windows 8 tablets and Windows 8 RT are different.
Hmm. Are they?
Yeah. So RT is your ARM release, so like your atypical tablet processor, whereas Windows 8, just tablet, is an x86 processor.
Okay, so RT, I'll specify.
They are different.
Okay, fair enough. And
different as your mom.
My mom is different. Anyways, Neo Geo is having a sale on PS3 and PSP games at half off. So SNK is hosting a month-long half-off sale on Neo Geo games. So, like, they've dropped to $450 and $350 a piece. A lot of the games like Metal Slug, Metal Slug 2, Fatal Fury, Shock Troopers, King of Fighters 94, 96, etc., etc.
Nice.
Last couple of things I want to talk about. There's a new
Shin Megami Tensei
4 coming to 3DS.
See, I love the Shin Megami Tensei games. They're really fucking fun. But the choice of platform, I just wish they were a little bit more broad on it. I mean, I don't care if they stay on that, but I wish that they would release on more than just Nintendo stuff.
Well, it's usually Sony.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a debut trailer. I'm just going to post a debut trailer on this episode, or a link to it. Also, there was something that I found that I was really interested in. It's been kind of sliding under the radar, but XCOM. Mm. XCOM comes out in October. What XCOM is a... There's an hour of footage out there, of gameplay footage. And I watched most of this while I was grabbing news just on the side of my screen. But, so what it is, it's being made by Firaxis, which I did not know. Mm. Same people made Civ 5. It's a strategy game. Squad-based strategy game.
in which it's in two parts. You build an underground lair to fend off alien invasion, like 1950s style alien invasion. Which, I mean, you kind of did that in the original XCOM, but it's not nearly as awesome as this. This does it ant farm style. So you have the side, you see the side view of your base and these rooms that are built underground, and you have like your alien test chamber, you have your weapons facility, you have your researchers, you have your officer training, you have all these fucking awesome little like compartments that you build onto your underground base, and then you take those troops and whatever technology you have and you take it out to the world and you play it in a strategy turn-based tactical combat game. So, and then it looks really fucking cool. It's set up to be played with a controller or with keyboard and mouse, and that's why it's going to come out with on PC as well as Xbox. Specifically, in the trailer, in the gameplay footage I was watching, they kept harping on, "Hey, we are PC developers. There's going to be a lot of love for PC on this game."
Yeah.
So, with it being the Civ 5 guys, I can't imagine why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Civ 5 is one of my favorite games. I put way over 100 hours into it.
Yeah.
Easily,
I still need to get that Gods and Kings DLC.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I want to go on a holy war.
I kind of rolled through that news, but I'm going to post links to both those videos. You want to watch the hour of XCOM footage? It's just the developers like sitting there playing it and describing what they're doing as they're playing it, right. And seeing the ant farm style base thing. Like I thought that was going to be like not that cool, and then watching it being implemented, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty fucking awesome. So
yeah.
Anyway, some things that I should mention. We ran into a hiccup with our intro for our Cinnamon Challenge. The guy that is working on that should have it done soon.
Okay.
So we'll have that posted very soon. as soon as he's finished with getting some of the names changed on the intro video. Since, you know, we had a different lineup when he did the intro.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we have totally different people doing the video, except for, I mean, the only same people are me, Trent, and Holly, so...
Should be Rex Ashy Ashcroft. That's what it should be.
I put Drankosaurus.
Drankosaurus Rex.
I think there's all going to be nicknames in the intro.
Yeah. So we have a stripper, a drunk.
A stripper.
What are you?
I don't know. What am I?
He's a nasty Nos.
We'll say, as long as I'm not an alcoholic, I do not go to meetings.
Yeah.
So...
His has to do with cougars.
He's like, well, I go to meetings, just, you know, we drink there. We don't talk about it, we just do it.
not the same meetings? Those suck.
Let's go ahead and jump into our question from last week.
Yeah.
So
there's no more breaks.
Just kidding.
What?
Do we want to go on a break? No.
No. Okay, so
that's not what I was getting.
Our question from last week was, what video game character lineup would you set for a Expendables 2? So it's like, you know, take Expendables 2, but put your own video game characters in the roles. And we got a few here. What did we get?
Casey Colbert said Spawn and Mario.
That's just two of them. Who do they play?
I don't know.
You failed.
Zach says Sephiroth and Pokemon. There's another two.
None of them.
The fuck, people?
Come on, guys.
No, just kidding, anyway.
Moonbeer.
Okay, he'll get this shit right. He's British.
So
he might be like, well, I'd like to die. Yeah, that's what
he doesn't sound it.
No.
It's like the Bobcat Goldthwait.
You've heard me do that. Every time I watch, whenever like Lizzie and you are over and stuff, and I'm like watching Harry Potter, like every time they say something, I'll just make fun of Ron. He's like, you put in. So I like making fun of Ron Weasley.
So, anyways, Moonpier says Superman from N64. He can't see shit.
Yeah.
Going from Mystical Ninja, the Legend of Gorman from N64.
Mm-hmm.
He has a giant mech. Matt Hazard from the Return of Matt Hazard. Alex Kidd, just because he has a giant fist. Error from Zelda 1. And Qbert, just because.
Just because.
Fair enough.
Okay, see, now he got it right.
Well, he still didn't say who they were.
I know, but he named more than two. No, they said Sephiroth and who?
Said Sephiroth and Pokemon. Well, I guess you can have
an army
of Pokemon.
What do we do? Fuck it?
fucks the Pokemon and they multiply.
Yeah. He's like, let's become one with Genova. As he rapes Pokemon.
So,
wait, which Pokemon?
It just says Pokemon.
Just a bunch of Pokemon. Now, I could see like a full-out Pokemon cast. Like Pikachu would have to be Stallone, obviously. Squirtle could be... oh, God. Yeah, Squirtle could be. What about Digimon? We could just go with Digimon. That'd be cool.
No, you have to use Charmander.
Charmander.
Charmander is
Charizard.
Charizard. Yeah. Whatever. Whoever.
He would totally be Jason Statham. Into
it doesn't matter. He was always my favorite.
Pokemon becomes Angemon. If I remember, yeah, it's Angemon, the angel that was an obvious fucking angel, but they were like, we're not religious anyway. Let's go ahead and jump forward. Do we have any other?
Yeah, we have a couple others.
Okay, go ahead.
Aaron, the game developer, says Bad Dudes, Double Dragon, and POW. POW.
Nice.
Double Dragon.
Chuck from Elseworlds, who is sick tonight, said Battletoads.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That's a good one.
And then I think that's pretty much all we had.
Okay. And so what do we got for email?
Ian wrote.
Once again.
Don't sound so upset about it. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm glad he wrote.
I'm always glad when he writes.
And don't forget that the rest of you can write us at teabag@tiltcast.com.
Obviously, we really get into it.
Yeah, we do.
Holly
we enjoy
definitely
it.
Does.
Holly flicks her bean it. While she reads your emails.
It's true.
So. Her beef gets going.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm nodding my head
bead?
Right now.
Her bead gets into it.
No, I said she flicks her bead. And then bean, and then he said her beeve. I was going to say that the man in the boat gets capsized.
So, Ian says, to the nasty one, the Trenelope, the rookie, and the holly badger.
You're the rookie. Rookie now.
There's a sleepy fuck that doesn't give a shit unless it involves zombies or an apocalypse. Mm. Pretend that in your home there's a question block that can be mashed an unlimited amount of times. Which Mario ability would you want? I'm torn between the feathers so that I can have the cape and fly, and the whistle so I can warp everywhere. Also, how does Mario not have more concussions than an NFL quarterback? He's just some fat plumber. His head should be scrambled eggs by now, right?
It's because he's Italian. Oh.
Anyways, love the show.
I mean, no, I'm sorry. I would take the fireball.
I'm taking raccoon.
I think just I would cool take fireball.
Raccoon tail. Awesome.
That'd be so like, awesome. Someone pisses you off and you just... boop, boop,
boop, you gotta do the arm boop. Out. You gotta throw one of the arms out. She's like... just jump out and be like, BAM, motherfucker! Like, yeah!
Oh, they I'm burst sorry. What, the were you, what were you saying? Yeah.
What about...
You're like, is that your cat? BAM! There you go.
What about the mushroom? You get big.
Yeah. I could use that.
Yeah, you could. I would be
normal people. Size.
Yeah, what do you so say, like right? Holly takes me, like, oh shit, she's gonna eat the mushrooms.
No. I would take the Yoshi egg.
The Yoshi egg. What about the raccoon tail? So you can like fly and shit.
Nope. I would take the Yoshi egg. Fucking dinosaurs.
I'll stick with the flower so I can get the fireball.
Oh, raccoon tail.
He'll take the raccoon so he can spin around like a fucking ninja.
Yeah, you can sit outside sorority houses, just
fly up the trees and shit.
Your voice is so fucking
You'd be like the fucking Mothman, dude. Just like fly up the trees and stare at you and stroke your tail. So, you're like, good raccoon tail, yes.
Well, you go to the bar and you're like, you want to stroke my tail.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that none of you said anything about, never mind.
What?
Now you gotta say it.
Yeah, now you have to say it. You're fucked. You're so fucked.
About Yoshi's tongue.
Oh, nobody gives a shit. Okay. Oh, well, actually, she's gonna make him dig for lead. Yeah.
I thought about that after I said it. I was like,
just keep digging until you fill a wall. So, yeah. She's gonna shove a whole bunch of Reese's up her vagina. See, pull them out one by one.
Reese's?
I don't know. What? What? Kirby? What?
Reese's?
He's fucking weird. He's got a long tongue. He eats Reese's. What?
Kirby eats everything.
Yep.
Yep. So,
yep. They made me suck my teeth at your dog. Yep. Sorry. Fucking trailer park. Yeah.
What was the fucking, what was that guy's name?
No, T-Dog.
No, the...
Which, Conky?
Conky.
It's like, now I want to go on a trip with my friends. With Julius and Bubbles and Ricky. Yeah. I love that. It's like,
you just
Julius.
You just sound so much like him.
My sexy back and sways and Julius. So sexy and Roadhouse. Fucking love that. Yeah, if you have Netflix, go and find Trailer Park Boys and find the Conky episode. It's just one of the best fucking things in the world.
That was like, what, the third, fourth episode?
No, that's like a couple seasons in.
Is it? Yeah.
Really? That's the one you were playing at Brian's birthday.
Yeah, maybe. Because I love that fucking
episode. I thought it wasn't that far into it.
No, that's like fourth season or so, man. That's a little ways in. That's when they're growing the...
Do they have all four seasons, or all...
There's like seven or eight seasons. Yeah, they have them all on it.
Because I've watched up to that point, and I don't...
Yeah, there's like seven.
I thought it was a lot sooner.
I think there's seven or eight seasons. They have them all on Netflix. I want to buy the box set, but it's like $120. And it doesn't come with the movies, which pisses me off. Because there's like three movies. There's Countdown to Liquor Day, and then Trailer Park Boys the movie, and then... Which is actually the first thing I ever saw was the first Trailer Park Boys movie. I did not like it. But then I watched the series, and I started to finally understand. Because it came in so far
in. The first time I watched that show, I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but the movie... movie throws you off because it's set after all this shit, and you have no idea what's going on. So, unless you watch the series. Okay.
What would you choose?
What?
I don't think you said what you would choose.
I said Raccoon Tail or the Mushroom.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Never mind.
All right. So tell us about your NWO Mercs.
Oh, what?
Tell us about your Mercs.
Oh, no. I was just looking at this while you guys were talking.
Oh, okay.
If you didn't already know, because a couple of guys at work have been harping on me to get this.
I'm going
to
bring it up, man.
Well, you mentioned it.
Now bring it up then. Why don't you, Justin?
MechWarrior Online, you can get and actually play the closed beta right now. If you actually do the, if you actually go ahead and pay for something, it's going to be basically free to play. But if you want to pay something, like you can pay $30. $30 will get you a premium account for a month. It will get you Founders content. I don't know what the fuck that is. If you go Elite, which is $60, you get.
You get to go kick ass and like mechs that look like the Founding Four.
You get to choose one of the Founders mechs, and you get to get like $80 worth in game.
Like, I am George Washington.
But
that'd be awesome.
But part of the, and then you go Legendary, which is $120. You get four mechs, $80 worth of in game currency, and 3 months as a premium account. But here's the thing with MechWarrior Online: as you win matches, the money you get, you can buy parts for your mech.
Yeah.
Or you can buy new mechs if you save up enough. So you're actually, just like the original game, you're actually using that in-game time that you've, and those in-game stats of winning, towards purchasing new units. So, which Mech is kind of, you know, which is kind of unique, kind of neat.
Yeah, MechWarrior was always a great fucking
And it looks actually pretty good.
They lost me on, what was it? They did.
Tactics?
Yeah, I think it was Tactics. Because, you know me, I when I was playing mech games growing up, it was always a really overcomplicated, you have to control everything in your fucking goddamn cockpit and watch all your gauges kind of thing. And so it was this really OCD game that you just stayed up late at night on the weekend kicking yourself in the ass for fucking doing. Because you're just like, God, I fucking hate this. But you're just so addicted to it. Because you're like, fucking pick on me at school. You know, just blow guys up and stuff. I should totally get on Halo and do the cocky voice the entire time.
You really should.
Yeah, be like, oh, I'm teabagging
you. It can just be that annoying game.
Yeah.
I would laugh the entire time.
Like, you want to kill me, faggot? Let's call everybody faggot. That's what all those annoying gamers do. Oh, that looks good.
Yeah,
wow, this is a that looks game. Really good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I'm not bullshitting. It's a really good looking game.
Don't touch it,
game.
Holly. Don't touch it. You just fucked it up, Holly. It's having to load now. Stop.
Yeah, it's because my Wi-Fi.
No, I just she's stroking the back of the computer.
I am.
I think I just need to update my Wi-Fi adapter.
Yeah, probably. Now it looks really good.
Yeah, and this is a free-to-play game.
Yeah, sorry, folks at home. This is really cool.
Yeah. So.
What did you just do?
I'm gonna link that.
No, they should really make a presidential mech game where you can play like all the presidents as mechs. And go out there and, like, if you're playing like Benjamin Franklin, you can use electricity on people. It's like you throw out a kite, just, you know, you just shoot this like rod up into the air to conduct fucking lightning and just shoot at people. It'd be awesome. Abe Lincoln, you got a giant axe.
That's true.
You know, George Washington, you just bite people with a giant wooden teeth. Yeah, I'll kick ass with that. Maybe Grover Cleveland, you use a monocle and just beat the shit out of him. You know, it's so fucking awesome, dude. Garfield, I don't know. You cook him into lasagna.
That's
different Garfield.
Yeah,
I know.
But, so, what are we doing for this week's question?
Oh, yeah, this week's question. So, keeping in the spirit of scaring the shit out of people as we get closer to Halloween, because it's not that far away.
It's really not, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, she's going to be naked.
Yes. I am. It's going to be
fucking
awesome.
We're going to take photos. We have to take photos for the website.
Yeah, that's okay.
But we're going to, and also our conversation about scaring people, we want to know what your ultimate scare prank is. how within you reason, do,
like something you could actually do.
Something you could actually do.
Or something you have done.
Even if you had a decent budget, if you had, like, say, like $3,000, we'll throw that out there. $3,000 to scare the shit out of somebody. And somebody that you love so much that you want to see them cry. Because they shit themselves. So, and speaking of that, Rex, what was your ultimate scare prank?
So, I have a
friend. Did yours.
I did. I actually had a friend, and I understand.
You had a friend?
I'm amazed.
I did. Right?
You're such an asshole.
So, we were amazing, good friends. So it kind of made this okay.
Like kissing buddies or
close enough.
Close enough.
Yeah. Kissing cousins.
Yeah, kind of like you just kept tapping the characters together.
He actually scared the shit out of me with the little fear
sword
girl.
Gliding.
They cross the strings in their mouths.
Well, let him finish. Let him finish. Cut the fuck out.
Yeah.
Stop hanging me on then, Holly.
He actually scared the shit out of me with the little fear girl.
Oh, the girl from Fear.
Yeah, Alma.
Yeah.
Alma, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't even, like, make my afraid noise.
You just sound like my dying grandma.
Wow, you're just reminding him of his dead grandmother in so many ways tonight.
Yep.
Well, so, what I did to get back at him, he spent 3 years over in the sandbox. So I got a trash can, and I threw a whole bunch of black cats in it and shut it as I lit them. Took a mag light and I shined it on him, right, as they started screaming out, and I started screaming Islamic Jihad. Like, totally took him back. Freaked him the fuck out.
He woke up
and chased me for like 3 blocks.
Oh my god.
You realize he could have killed you.
Yeah, that's not even
funny. Oh no. Afterwards he thought it was funny as shit.
Yeah, it started off funny. It reached this point where you're just like, wow, that's just fucked up.
Hey. Don't know.
That's like getting up in a Vietnam vet's face, just like screaming shit.
You know what? Don't scare me with Alma. Dick.
Well, Alma's fictional. Al Qaeda is real.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Well, maybe we don't.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
Yeah. Alma's been in enough of my dreams. So.
No, yeah, I bet she is.
My dreams.
Okay, Holly, what is your ultimate scare prank?
Okay, so one that I have actually already done.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his wife had just gotten divorced, and I was still fairly good friends with her, so she has this huge fear of clowns. She sees a doll that's a clown, she will freak the fuck out. She won't go anywhere near that room or whatever. Huge fucking fear of clowns. So it was around Halloween, and my old friend Courtney and I were walking around Walmart, and we found some of the terrifying clown masks that they have. She's about Whitney, my brother's ex-wife. Her house is about 10, 15 yards from the road, like from the actual street.
Oh, so you told me about this. Yeah,
I did. I told you about it a few days ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Courtney and I went there in the middle of the night. There were a few cars in the driveway. We were like, okay, this is going to be pretty fucking awesome. So we put these masks on. Courtney stands up by the road. I go and I knock on the door really fast and run back to the road. So we're, 15, 20 yards away, and we're just standing there, dressed in black, just standing there, still as fuck as possible. She opens the door, and it's just, normal face at first, and then she just looks at both of us, and her face just goes completely fucking white, and she just stands there for like 5 seconds, just staring at
That's
us.
That's kind of the movie the Strangers started.
And yeah. And she just slowly closes the door without even fucking moving. She just slowly closes it.
Then you hear a gunshot and your little brain's out. So.
No, and like, we came back later on and we told her that it was us, just so she wasn't completely freaking out the entire night. And she was just like, no one believed me. Because she was having a party at her house, and apparently she had told everyone. She was like, there are 2 fucking clowns standing outside. And right as soon as she had closed the door, we fucking took off.
See, I would have bumped it up a notch. I would have done it when she was home alone. But I
we didn't know that there were going to be people
but
there.
I would have had a third stand in the backyard against the sliding door. So when she closed the door and turned around, boom, right there. You know, and that's the pee shot. That's where there's a clean up. You know? And that's where the breathing stops and the urine just flows out of the body. So
no, I still fucking, I laugh my ass off every time I think about that. And I rub it in her face every single time.
She's like, hey, what's up there, Bob?
To this day, to this day, since she has moved, she won't tell me where she lives.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay, Justin, what is your ultimate scare?
I couldn't think of one that I wanted to do, because I haven't sat there and thought about being an asshole.
It's not being an asshole, it's being a good friend.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're helping your friends get through their fear by scaring the shit out of them with it.
My fears are fairly rational things, like drowning, so...
Well, maybe we should just drown you.
Yeah. Be like,
ha ha! This is fun!
Yeah. I
try to get over that by learning how to scuba dive, so...
All right.
And then he drowns.
Felt like I was drowning, because you got to find your... you got to find your tank and stuff in the bottom of the murky lake.
Yeah, so...
But anyways, all that aside, I'm trying to think exactly when this was, but I want to say it was in high school at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was... It's like home alone, like me and my brother, my parents were out of town on a little mini, like, honeymoon thing, you know, getting laid where they wouldn't get walked in on. And, which was... We were fine with that. And I was probably like 16 or 17. I remember it was like a Saturday night. Me and my brother were both up playing video games real late. This was back like the N64, or I want to say even Super Nintendo days. And he's in his room, I'm in my room. And then I was like, well, I'm going to go out and get some stuff. You know, I need to get supplies. And supplies at that time was like sunflower seeds and like tons and tons and tons of Jolt Cola. And
Jolt
Cola. Yeah, Jolt Cola.
What about Surge?
Surge.
Yeah, I remember Surge. That was around when I was a kid.
Me too.
You were just younger.
I remember it.
Yeah, just because you remember green.
Dude, that was huge when I was like,
we had a magnet. We had a Surge magnet that I remember perfectly.
Stuff was kind of
gross.
She
used to get beat with it. So.
Yeah, because that would hurt a lot.
Oh, you're so tiny.
So anyways, all I did is I just found an old potato sack and threw it on my head, and I opened and closed the door. And it was already kind of dark. And so all I did was just, like, hang out behind... He just had this, like, really big chair that he played games on. And so I just kind of hung out behind him for a really long time.
I love that. I do that to her every day at work.
Just, like, a really long time. And all I did is, I was just hanging out, and it was already kind of dark. And my brother's really easy to scare. So it was... this is something... I used to do shit like this to him all the time. He kind of hated me for a long time.
Yeah, that explains it.
But, yeah, so I just hung out there maybe 10 minutes, just watching him game. And I started dragging my nails across the wall. And then I just see his head just turn like almost like, oh, like 45 degrees. He turns around and looks at me, his eyes get big, and then he punched me in the face. Nice.
He got punched in the face.
Nice. So, and then I pulled off the sack. I was like, oh, that was pretty much worse. I think you're supposed to be getting soda.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, whenever you sneak up on me at work, the thing is, we've got the board right in front of us, and I can see reflections, so I always know when someone actually comes into the room.
So now I just need to come in low.
Yeah.
So, thanks for letting me know.
You're welcome.
So, oh, man. There's so many things I've done to people. I'm trying to think of, like, what was the best, because they were all good on their own scale. I'm trying to think. Okay, there was an ex-girlfriend of mine. I have one that I did... One that I never got to do, that was just would have taken a year to do, and that's why I never got to. The one I did was my ex girlfriend was deathly afraid of this little clown doll that I have. I have two of them now. I had one at the time. His name was Toby, and I got him out of one of those bear claw machines. And he was a seasonal clown, so he was dressed up. He was a Mardi Gras clown.
Yeah,
and he was orange and all that for fall. And I got him out, and he had the jester hat on and stuff. And I had him for the longest time. I started dating this girl, and she found him in my closet one day and just freaked out because it scared the shit out of her. And she's like, there's this thing in your closet. And I'm like, what? And she goes, this thing, and it's orange, and it's got a freaky face. And I open the closet, I go, where? And she goes, that thing. I said, oh, Toby? And I was like, and I called it Toby for a reason, but that actually is a reference towards a horror movie, but I was like, that's just Toby. And so from that day on, whenever she would come over, I would sneak Toby into places that I knew she would find it. Like, she would come out of the bathroom and Toby would be on her side of the bed, you know, just sitting there, you know, staring at her. One time when she was in the shower, I actually snuck in and put it right on the medicine cabinet above her so that she wouldn't see it when she first came out, but while she was doing her thing, she'd see it. And every time I'd just sit out there and just wait. I hear her go like, fuck, you know, and she'd like open the door and throw this thing on the floor. And what was The best part, though, is one night I went out with a friend of mine, and we went to the same Denny's where I got Toby. And we're in there, and they have another one. And it's a green one. And I was like, I need that. And luckily, I got it on, like, one of the first goes. So I got another one. So now I had two of them to play with. And I would put one in the obvious places where she would expect to see it. And there was one right behind that. So when she would see her, that one and go, fuck, and grab it and turn around, boom, there's another one. Fucking thumbtacked to the back of the door. Just, yeah, hanging up there. And scared the shit out of her. Because I had a little thing with towels that would hang down, and I would just put it right in the center of it so its face would just be sticking out. And so it was a double fuck. Yeah, that was great. The ultimate prank, though. The one that me and my ex, Lisa, were going to pull off 8 years ago that we never got around to, was we were planning on moving, and we were kind of recluse at the time. We really didn't do anything. That was in town. We'd always go to Texas to go to clubs and stuff, and to go out. And we came up with the idea that it would be fucking hilarious to, you know, get married like we were going to, and claim that she had gotten pregnant, and tell everybody that she's pregnant, and drag this out for like 7-8 months.
Well, you can only...
No, nobody ever saw us. That's the thing. Oh, okay. They would only see me, because I'd have to go out and do such. She would never go out to local stuff, but I would. So I could just be, oh, she, you know, she's doing fine, you know, she's pregnant, she's at home, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, no shoes, you know, stuff like that. And then after 7 or 8 months, we'd have a housewarming party, you know, that we put off for 8 months. And everybody comes, she doesn't look pregnant, everything's fine. And whenever she's out of the room, I just, you know, whenever everybody's there at the dinner, I'll be like, okay, just so you guys know, you know, she lost the kid, don't bring it up, she's still dealing with it and all that. And I would have her bring out this Thanksgiving turkeys we were planning around Thanksgiving, and she was going to make a toast as the turkey is being cut. And after I cut the turkey, she was going to reach in and pull out this baby fetus.
Oh my God.
Like baby fetus. And slam it on the table and do some like really just crazy carry shit and just start screaming at everybody. And then we just say, oh, fuck you. You know, just fuck with everybody.
That's terrible.
I know, it's terrible. You have to, we're both really horrible people.
I know,
with
I know
really
you
bad
are.
Senses of humor. They're funny senses of humor, but they're really fucking off color sometimes. And we thought this would be the ultimate prank because it's 7 or 8 months in the making. It's completely fucking twisted. It's completely out of left field. Nobody would see it coming.
Oh my God.
And the part where she rips that thing out of the turkey would just be fucking awesome. I'm a horrible person. I know.
Absolutely terrible.
But would it not scare the shit out of every motherfucker in that fucking room?
I wouldn't be scared. I would just be like...
You didn't know her that well.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you didn't know her that well. So she was going to pull it off, but she was about to just snap on everybody and start killing people.
That's a terrible idea.
I know.
It
would have been fucking... I know. Everybody that would have been there, everybody that would have been invited would have fucking hated us for probably about a month. And I was fine with that. I was like, dude, no, I'm fine with everybody being pissed off. I mean, let's do it. Because in hindsight, it'll be fucking funny in the end. So. But yeah. So that's our horrible... What I would have done is nothing compared to what he did.
Yours is still pretty fucking
still
bad.
Yelling out, you know, at, shining a fucking Rex. Flashlight at somebody's what? Face, yelling. What did you yell? What did you yell?
Islam Jihad.
With a flashlight in a guy who just in the face of a guy who just came back from.
He'd been back for like 2 years.
So it doesn't matter. That's still pretty fucked up.
And that doesn't even amount for the shit that guy did to me.
Okay, what was the worst thing he ever did to you?
Off-air commentary.
Whatever. Okay.
Off-air commentary.
So that's our question, is what is your best scare prank that you have done or that you want to do within reason that's realistic and can be done? So, all right. And other than that, we have our gauntlet, huh?
Avoid army bets.
Yes.
Yeah, no, yeah, you never make a bet with an army guy. I know that. I learned that the hard way. Anyways. They expect you to fucking pay up, so, yeah, their prices are very high. Other than that, we've got our gauntlet coming up, and that's not this weekend, it's going to be next weekend. I don't have the date on me. Do you have the date?
I can pull up the date.
Okay, well then, while you do that,
it's
going to
be
talking.
the 8th.
So it's going to be the 8th. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing some Team Fortress 2 co-op on Steam, PC. So for all you PC people out there.
That'll be led by me. My gamer tag is the same as my Xbox gamer tag.
Yeah, and you can find those on the website down in the bio sections and all that as well.
Well, just on the bottom of the page.
Yeah. And then, but we're also going to be doing a double night. So we're going to be doing that on PC, but we're also going to be doing some Left 4 Dead for our brethren who don't PC play, but play with us every week, and we don't want to leave you guys out. So I'll be spearheading some Left 4 Dead and walking away from my computer for once. And playing some Left 4 Dead on console, Xbox 360, obviously. So, what? We're going to be doing, I want to say the new DLC maps, so the old ones.
Thank you.
So,
you're welcome.
And that's going to be again on Saturday the 8th, was it?
Yeah, Saturday the 8th of September.
At 10 p.m. Central. So just make sure you find our Steam account names for Justin and Holly and Rex, and then those of you who play with us, you guys know my gamer tag, so Gorgasm23. And that's that for Gauntlet, and we got a couple upcoming releases that we want to discuss really quick. We got some Dishonored coming out in October, don't we?
Yeah, it comes out in a while.
Yeah, but before that, we're going to have some lovely, lovely Borderlands 2.
Yeah, and then honestly, this week, we had Dark Souls for PC that came out last week, along with Counter-Strike Go, and Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
Yep.
Which we just haven't had time to get around to, but we want to. Mm-hmm. Guild Wars 2 came out recently.
Yeah.
Which I do not have enough time to play. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The is that the new Sherlock Holmes? Is that the.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a new one. Yeah, I've been waiting for that one. When's that
one
due
out?
No. September 11th.
No.
Game?
Have you guys actually seen the BBC version?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking about a game or are you talking about
this is the game. This is a Sherlock Holmes game series. Okay. No, that's what we're talking about. I have all the Sherlock Holmes games. I like them.
Oh, okay.
And the new one that's coming out looks really fucking good. Like, the skins and everything.
Is it like
really
LA great. Noir?
No. I'm not sure how they're doing this one. I know they're changing up a little bit. It's a lot of scene searching, kind of like an LA Noir, but it's not as, in depth as that is. So, and then we also have I'm Alive finally touching down to PC. I see there.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate coming out for PC the same week as Borderlands on September 18th.
That's the Baldur's Gate remaster, which we talked about months ago. Looks really good, fantastic. So, and
it's not much OS. I mean, like I said, XCOM comes out in October. So does a shitload of other games.
Yeah.
So, and MechWarrior Online is out for beta access right now if you pay anything. So. Yep. I'm really tempted to try that out.
Yeah. Plus, we're still promoting Slender, free to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
an awesome game.
You don't buy anything in that. It's just, Slender. Go, I think it's slendergame.com or something like that.
Slendergame.com, just download it. It's a really fast download. For me, it only took like 3 minutes to download.
Yeah, it's like 60 megs, and it's based on a folklore from somewhere.
Something like that. Yeah. I'd have to look a little more into it.
Could be a Blair Witch type ruse, though.
It could be. I don't know.
I'd have to research this more. But really good game. It actually got me to jump. So yeah. It was pretty good.
It's not necessarily... It's just more... It's more anxiousness.
Yeah.
Than anything else. Just because every corner that you take, every time you pick up a piece of paper...
Not like the building
you
noise.
Expect, yeah, you expect to see them there.
Yeah.
And then, the base and everything like that.
Well, you're out there and you just hear this banging noise. That you pick the first page and you're just like, what the fuck is that? Then it starts getting louder and things.
And it doesn't stop. Like I was kind of expecting it to stop after a little bit, but no, it doesn't. It just keeps going.
Yeah. So, but other than that, that's pretty much our show for this week. This is our 99th episode, which means next episode is going to be our 100th.
A video episode.
Yeah, we're actually going to do simul. We're going to do video as well as the audio.
So you'll be able to get both halves on if you just listen to the audio cast. But we're going to be doing something a little bit different. The first hour is going to be in video.
Yeah, so
approximately.
So for a little bit of a more in-depth explanation, you will be able to download the full episode as always. But for those of you who want to actually see our pitiful attempts at doing this, you'll be able to watch it on video for an hour.
Yep.
An hour of us sitting here staring at Justin.
Yep. And I might have a purple handlebar mustache.
Yeah, if you lose that bet.
Rainbow.
I might have blue hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cobalt, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she's going to go to Cobalt. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
If we can find it.
Yeah, you should. So, but anyways, other than that, I think that's pretty much it for the night.
Well, we have our shout-outs.
Yeah, well, that's the last part when we're done.
Well, yeah.
So are we done?
No.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think we're done.
We have our shout-outs.
I know. Now we do the shout-outs now that we're done. Get with the program, Holly.
So we have thecarouselpodcast.com. We have elseworldspodcast.com, which will be coming on again soon. For the Love of Gaming, we have Bad Movie Fiends, extraplay.info, noquarters.net, and tvgp.tv. They do good things.
Yes, we do.
And combatfoundations.org.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to give me a link.
I will.
Okay. And that's it.
Yep. So we'll catch you guys next week.
See you later.
See you later.